universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome to The Real News on this August 30th, 2017. I'm David Knight. Our guests today are going to be Lionel and Michael Snyder. Should be a very interesting show, and we've got a lot of news for you. We're going to be talking about the pivot of the left as they realize that backing these violent, black-hooded Antifa rioters is a losing proposition. It took them a while. I mean, this weekend, as that happened yet again, this has been happening quite a lot. Most of it around Berkeley. That's where it began. That's where we had the most recent incident. But we've had the mayor of Berkeley as well as the congresswoman for Berkeley, Nancy Pelosi, were praising them as recently as this weekend. We had the mayor of Berkeley was a friend of Antifa and the most violent group associated with him by any means necessary. And these people openly advocated violence, and the mayor of Berkeley friended them on Facebook. Now he's talking about maybe we should put them as a gang. Will he disavow? Will he unfriend them on Facebook? But it's not just him. Everybody except for the Republicans are now starting to pivot and turn around. Earlier this week, we talked about the fact that Paul Begala, a Democrat consultant to Bill Clinton, said this is not going to work out well for us. This is looking very, very bad. We have Chicago Tribune. We're going to talk about all these different people saying we got to pull this thing around, and now they're beginning to do it. We got a headline on Infowars.com. Hell freezes over. Nancy Pelosi condemns Antifa. Let's take a look at the news. Unrepentant after firing a missile over Japan yesterday, North Korea says the next target is Guam. And this is not the first time they've talked about firing a missile at Guam. Guam is the one of the largest military bases that the U.S. military has. It's in Guam. And if they fire a missile at that, all bets are off as to what's going to happen at that point. So it's a very, very volatile situation there. Meanwhile, as we see the rain stopping in Houston, we have CNN doubling down with an editorial saying that Governor Abbott needs to resign because of Hurricane Harvey. That's right. You read it right. And here's the very first sentence from CNN. It's important to politicize Hurricane Harvey. And they do. And believe me, the junk scientists are coming out of the woodwork like cockroaches. And so are the looters in Houston. So now it's gone from a situation where there was a massive flooding and rain, and now it's the human element. The scum of the earth are starting to come to the surface. They're shooting at the people who are rescuing people. We had the Cajun Navy going out to help people. They pull somebody who was face down in the water and not moving. They resuscitated them, and then they get shot at by looters. This is the dichotomy of human nature that we see here in action in Houston. No end in sight. The Pentagon awards $727 million contract to support the Afghan Air Force. And you thought we weren't going to be Al-Qaeda's Air Force. Maybe we'll be the Taliban's Air Force. We had Secretary of State Rex Tillerson saying, we need to normalize the Taliban. We need to bring them to the table. Maybe we can include them in the process. What is the purpose of this war? Now, I think they haven't defined winning because they don't want to tell us that winning for them means staying there forever and getting the opium, getting the lithium, getting the rare earth minerals that they can get in Afghanistan. Meanwhile, we have a Republican congressman floating a measure to kill the Mueller probe after 6 months. And, of course, this would be one way. There's already been Republicans who said, and, of course, the establishment Republican from North Carolina, Tom Tillis, handpicked by the establishment, said, we're not going to allow him to be fired. No firing of the special prosecutor. And now they have a different approach. We'll see if there's going to be any support for this. This is a Republican congressman said, let's stop financing it. We won't fire him. I guess he could still come to work. He just wouldn't get paid. I don't think it would last too long if he doesn't get paid. And then, of course, the FBI says there's no public interest in Hillary's emails, so we don't have to give you any documents. See the dichotomy of evolving there? Stay with us. Be right back with more news.
We You've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to have a couple of very interesting guests this show. Lionel is going to be joining us, and so is Michael Snyder, who writes frequently for Infowars.com. We pick up his articles from EconomicCollapseBlog.com. I want to get back to the news now. Of course, as we were closing the last segment, we were talking about the fact that we now have a Republican congressman floating the idea that we should stop the funding of the special investigation, the witch hunt, I would say. You know, bring me the man and I'll find the crime, which is what we're seeing here with FBI Mueller. And he says, let's stop funding this. Of course, we've had other Republicans say, we want to pass a bill that will keep him from ever being fired by the president. And so this is a different approach. Let's stop funding this investigation. And of course, the establishment is wringing their hands and crying and whining about how this can't possibly happen. But then at the same time, we see the story from the Washington Times. The FBI says that a lack of public interest in Hillary's emails justifies withholding documents. Yeah. See, there's, don't you try this at home, and Donald Trump better not try anything. But when Hillary Clinton openly destroys emails, openly defies investigation orders, and has her lackeys do this, when she violates national security, that's not something that the FBI wants to look at, including the people who are there now. Remember the guy who is serving with this, Andrew McCabe, is he's got a lot of connections, got a lot of contribution connections to Hillary Clinton. Terry McAuliffe supported his wife as she was running for Congress, and a lot of people are still in the FBI supporting the establishment. This is what we're seeing here. We're seeing the politicization of law enforcement and clearly the politicization of the intelligence community, the CIA, the NSA. They say Hillary Clinton's case isn't interesting enough to the public to justify releasing the FBI's files on her. The Bureau said this week in rejecting an open records request by a lawyer seeking to have the former Secretary of State punished for perjury. Ty Clevenger has been trying to get Mrs. Clinton and her personal attorneys disbarred for their handling of official emails. Can we at least do that? I mean, if you're not going to lock her up, can we at least lock her up or disbar her for violating national security with the most highly classified information you can have? We've jailed other people for doing basically nothing. You always need to go back and remember that we've got a guy still in jail who did nothing but take a couple of pictures of where he worked inside a submarine to save and show his kids at some future date. By default, they said, that's confidential. And, of course, confidential is the lowest level. You got confidential, you got secret, you got top secret. And then you got the stuff that Hillary Clinton had, which is above top secret, which is born classified because it's discussions between the Secretary of State and foreign heads of state, and they're talking about things that are as classified as they can get. They're above top secret, and they begin that way. They don't have to wait for a stamp. So can't they at least disbar them for doing that? No, evidently not. He's met resistance with lawyers, and now his request for information from the FBI has been shot down. The FBI Records Management Section Chief said, you have not sufficiently demonstrated the public's interest in disclosure outweighs the personal privacy interests of the subject. Hey, she's not a subject. She's not subject to anything. She's not subject to the American people. She's not subject to laws. She is not a subject. She is a ruler, and they will bend every law for Hillary Clinton. We see that Denver has become the latest sanctuary city. Earlier this week, we saw that Illinois became the first sanctuary state, and that was under a Republican governor. Under a Republican governor. Keep that in mind. We also, as I pointed out at the top of the hour, North Korea is now bragging about the fact that they're going to start firing missiles at Guam, one of the largest defense bases that the U.S. military has, perhaps the largest in the Pacific. I'm not sure, but it is gigantic. It is gigantic. Are you going to fire missiles at Guam? I don't think those missiles are going to reach Guam, but something may happen in retaliation, and I do not want to see that happen. And also, we have the Pentagon awarding nearly $1 billion, $750 million to the Afghan Air Force. The war that never ends. The war that never ends just keeps coming around. A University of Tampa sociology professor, and I briefly attended there. That's where I met my wife before I went to the University of South Florida, which, by the way, Lionel and I were at the University of South Florida and Tampa at the same time. He was in law school. I was in engineering school. So this is the University of Tampa, however, small private school. A sociology professor tweeted that Hurricane Harvey was instant karma for Texas voting Republican. And he was instantly fired. How's that for instant karma? I guess his political dogma got run over by his instant karma. And talking about cars, we've got Uber ending its controversial post-ride tracking of users' locations. I remember a few years ago when we had, there was a dinner and it was put out, I forget who it was, it was some kind of a left-wing newspaper organization, but they were there at the dinner and they heard this conversation where they were talking about a woman who was concerned about Uber not vetting the backgrounds of their drivers. And there'd been a couple of different rape cases. And so she was digging into Uber and they said, maybe we should investigate her. Let's spend a couple of $1 million and hire some investigators and find whatever dirt we can find on her. You know, kind of like the FBI special prosecutor is doing on Trump. But they said, we thought that was off the record, but the reporter reported that. And when people started looking at what they were doing, Uber was keeping track and storing the information about the rides that people took. And they were kind of bragging about it. They were putting it out on their blog. And they called it Rides of Glory. After it got attention, they deleted it. But I went back to the Wayback Machine, which you can always do. And I printed a hard copy of that. And I always keep that with me. I don't have it. I'm not going to get rid of that because Uber is the gift that just keeps on giving. But what they were doing with Rides of Glory was they went back and they looked at people getting dropped off in the wee hours of the morning, staying for a couple of hours, picking up an Uber from that general location, and then having the Uber taxi take them back to where their home is. That's the kind of data mining they were doing. And they thought that was funny. They went through and they cross-tabulated it, and they did it by city. And they said, oh, how many people are having affairs? They called it Rides of Glory. How many people, they assumed then, based on that, and maybe that's a correct assumption in most cases, but see, that's the danger, the false positives, the inferences that are made by artificial intelligence that is looking at you and making judgments about you. And once we bring that into law enforcement, then you can be flagged as a terrorist or maybe as a neo-Nazi. Oh, wait, that's already being done by the media and other people. We don't even need to have this kind of artificial intelligence. But that's what they can do with metadata. That's what they can do with the data that they collect on you. So they were doing these Rides of Glory. They cross-tabulated it, and they did it by city. And then they said, how many people in this city and how many people in that city are having affairs? And then they did it by holidays because it's just so much fun to go in and data mine all of this data that they keep on you. You should be concerned about that. And so now they're saying, well, that was controversial, so we're not going to keep that anymore. And I guess you can really trust them on that. You can take their word that they're not going to keep that information anymore. But you have to understand, that is one of the key things. Tracking us everywhere we go, the government, that's why the government is pushing this automated ride system. They want to call it self-driving? No. Self-driving is what I have now. Automobile. I auto do it myself, and mobile means that I can go when and where I want to, whenever I want to. I'm mobile. I can move. Okay, I can do that now. Now, what we're talking about is robo-taxis, and they're going to tax every mile, and they're going to track everywhere that you go. That's where they're going. Take a look at Domino's and Ford. Now they're going to start delivering pizzas with their robo-taxis. I wonder who's going to pay for the pizzas when everybody loses their jobs and turns into renters, and the only people that have any way to generate income are the few people who own these mega corporations who own everything and have no employees, just robots. What's that going to look like? Oh, they'll put us on UBI, Universal Basic Income, to keep us from revolting. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural, fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children, to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop Caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. This is August 30th, 2017, and I'm David Knight. Before we get back to the news, I want to remind you of the specials that we've had for a couple of days. Super Male Vitality, 57% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That is the deepest discount we have ever had on one of our first products. It's been there for a long time. We have never discounted it to 57%. If you haven't tried this, take a look at the reviews that we have at our site. It's monitored by a third party. And we've got over 3,500 authentic reviews now at an unprecedented 4.6 star average. See what people say about it? And if you haven't tried it, try it. If you tried it and like it, this is a great time to restock on it. 57% off at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Super Male Vitality. Also, we still have the sale that began this week with Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium. 45% off both of those at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time. Those are two products, very important supplements. We've talked about this throughout the week. If you have selenium, it supports your immune system. They have seen people who have HIV, other diseases like Crohn's disease. They notice that they have a deficiency in selenium. If you have a deficiency in certain things like vitamin C, you're going to get certain diseases like scurvy. The same thing with selenium. It supports the immune system. So people who have a low level of it, that's also an antioxidant. These types of things will help you to fight disease, help you to get, to not get diseases that are based in deficiency of nutrients. You know, we can get these nutrients in the food that we eat if we eat the right food. Most of us don't. We go for something that's quick, something that's convenient. And even if we try to eat natural and organic, the soil that these crops are grown in, the food and the fruits and vegetables, that soil varies quite a bit from location to location. So you may not be getting those nutrients. If they're not in the soil, they're not going to be in as much of a quantity if they're there at all. So supplementation is a great thing, and we understand the benefits of selenium. We understand the benefits of iodine. Take a look at those for yourself, and then make sure that you get a pure source. And that's what we have tried to provide for you. Things that we know are helpful, things that we know people need, and we try to get them in the very best quality that we can. Our iodine is from a deep source, mineral source of iodine, very pure. So is our selenium. It is GMO-free. It is all organic from mustard seeds, and you can get both of those for 45% off. And we have a new special. Emmerich's Essentials line of organic household products at InfoWarsStore.com are now 50% off all Emmerich's Essential products. That includes things like sunscreen, DEET, which is a bug repellent. It is DEET free. It's an herbal bug spray. You don't want a lot of chemicals to put on your body to keep the bugs off, because then you've got a different kind of problem. This is DEET free. It's an herbal bug spray. We also have a concentrated peppermint mouthwash, pure unscented body wash, pure tea tree shampoo, and long lasting natural deodorants. All those products, the entire Emmerich's Essential product line at InfoWarsStore.com is now 50% off. Great time to try it if you haven't tried it, or a great time to stock up if you have tried it and you like it. We have the New York City Education Department has just found out that they're missing $84 million. They don't know where it went. They better figure this out quickly before somebody flies a plane into their window like they did the Pentagon when they were missing massive amounts of money. This is a very dangerous thing for these people who are investigating this, because this is a lot of money. Somebody got this money, and if they can't figure out who got the money, that could be extremely threatening to them. But it just highlights the boondoggle that we see in the educational system. But it's not just that it's a waste of money, that it's very inefficient. It's also the agenda that they're pushing. I just mentioned yesterday, and I thought it was interesting, because our first video that got hammered by YouTube was the one where we were talking about a California school that was pushing a transgender agenda on kindergarten students, frightened them to death. One kid went home and told their parents that I'm worried I'm going to turn into a boy. They did not understand what was going on. I said it is not age appropriate to talk about these matters to kindergartners. We've had this fight for decades. We've had parents say, I don't want the schools teaching my kids in elementary school about sex. I don't think it's age appropriate. So what did YouTube do? they marked my video as age restricted because that kind of G-rated discussion, and I was addressing it to parents. We weren't talking about anatomy. We weren't mentioning any. It was totally G-rated for radio, and they made that age restricted. So now you have to log into YouTube, and you have to sign in, and you have to certify that you're over 18 in order to see this video. They don't want you to see this. And then it happened. That happened last week. They shut that down. And then immediately we see it happening in North Carolina, a gender-expansive agenda coming through. And they were pushing a book. This is part of a program called Welcoming Schools, and it was called Jacob's New Dress. It celebrates a young boy's choice to wear dresses to school. It urges other boys to do the same thing, and parents got very upset about that. They said, this isn't the purpose of school. Oh, no, yes, it is. You just don't understand what the real purpose of school is. You don't understand the history of this, and I went over that yesterday. But I want to tell you what they replaced it with. They replaced it with another book called Red, A Crayon Story, which is about a red crayon that believes he is blue. So now are they pressing transgender issues, or are they pressing, remember that woman who said that she identified as being black? She got involved in all of these black groups as she was totally white, and she tried to pass as black. So maybe that's what they're pushing. You know, you can identify as anything you want. You can be any race you want. You can be any sex you want. So it's Red, A Crayon's Story, about a red crayon that believes he is blue. Red has a bright red label, it says, but he is, in fact, blue. His teacher tries to help him be red. His mother tries to help him be red by sending him out on a play date with a yellow classmate. And the scissors try to help him be red by snipping his label so that he has room to breathe. But Red is miserable. He just can't be red, no matter how hard he tries. They're not trying to teach our children reading, writing, and arithmetic. That's not what this is about. It doesn't take 12 years to teach that to children. You can give them the tools of learning, but that's not what they're doing. They're confusing them. They're giving them a brave new world agenda. They want to sexualize them. They want to confuse them in this hedonistic society. And the utopian socialists, and going all the way back to Plato, they have always wanted to grab our children at the earliest possible age so that they could make them see the government as their protector, the government as their parents, and this is what they want our children to do. You need to wake up. It's not just the millions of dollars that go missing. There should never be any Department of Education in Washington. Remember, that didn't happen until the Carter administration. Many of us who are still alive remember a time, and pretty much all the congressmen that we have now were educated without a Department of Education. That's not something that we need now, and they should understand that it is not necessary, and we do not want to centralize it. That's how we get things like Common Core and so forth. Meanwhile, we see this kind of over-the-top passivity, this worshiping of inclusiveness happening in a Catholic school, removing statues of Mary and Jesus because they're not inclusive enough. So it's not Robert E. Lee. It's not Thomas Jefferson. It's not George Washington. Now we're going to go to Mary and Jesus statues, and the parents are saying, articulating an inclusive foundation appears to mean letting go of the 167-year tradition as a Dominican Catholic school, being both afraid and ashamed to celebrate one's heritage and beliefs. Yes, ashamed and afraid. That's what they want from us. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. It's Wednesday, August 30th, 2017. Lionel will be joining us later in the program, and we'll also be talking to Michael Snyder. He's a longtime contributor to InfoWars. He has his own site, and he's running for Congress. We'll have some interesting discussions with both of them, I'm sure. Before I get on to, as CNN puts it, how important it is for them to politicize Hurricane Harvey, this is what they're saying. This is their opinion journal that they've got up here. This is a guy named Jeffrey Sachs. He says, Texas Governor Greg Abbott needs to resign. And that's the headline. First sentence. It's important to politicize Hurricane Harvey. And you can imagine what they're doing. This is the eco-alarmists out here trying to tell us they're all now going to jump in and try to politicize and profit off of this. But I'm going to put this in perspective with what the Chinese are doing. they should be calling on the president of China, President Xi, to resign. And I think that's the way he pronounced his name. XI. Why don't we just call him 11? Why is it that they always insist coming up with unpronounceable Anglicizations, I guess you could call it. I guess we can get Lionel in here to explain this for us, maybe. But why do they continue to come up when they've got their names written in Chinese characters? When they put them in English characters, they always come up with this cluster of consonants so we have no idea how to pronounce their names. I think we should just call them 11. His name in there is XI. Anyway, we're going to talk about what's going on there. Maybe he should be the one to resign. Or maybe CNN should give up their politicization of the hurricane. Before we get away from some of this political correctness, though, we have a story here about some homeschoolers getting a visit because somebody, evidently a neighbor, complained that they went out and looked at the eclipse, that they studied the eclipse. I just read you how they're talking to kindergartners about transgender issues. And here's some homeschoolers who go out and look at the eclipse, and then they get hammered in Kentucky. This is in Kentucky where this happened. They get a visit. And this is being reported by the Homeschool Legal Defense Association. If you want to get out of the system, understand what your legal rights are, that's a great organization to be connected to. Homeschool Legal Defense Association. You know, it used to not be legal. This is something we take our freedoms many times for granted. Used to be that everybody was homeschooled pretty much. Thomas Jefferson was homeschooled. The Wright brothers were homeschooled. As a matter of fact, the Wright brothers, who are bicycle makers, beat the guy Langley. They named Langley Air Force Base after him, and he was the head of the Smithsonian. He was a so respected establishment scientist, and yet he couldn't get anything to fly. Why was that? Well, because as a member of the establishment, he had this idea that he shouldn't question authority. And he had tables that had been created by other people that showed what the lift ratios were for different wing shapes and so forth. Shouldn't question that. And the Wright brothers looked at that and said, I wonder if that's right or not. Because they'd been taught to think independently. And so they did their own measurements. And they watched birds. And they got ideas for how God had created birds. And they applied that. They did their own measurements from the beginning. And they beat him to the punch. They got something to fly that the establishment scientist just couldn't figure out because he had his head too far up the establishment. And so when we look at things like this, and if you want to do something like that, well, I'll tell you one other homeschool story. In the early days that I was involved with the Libertarian Party, one of the guys that was still there, one of the founders, was a guy who had been the speechwriter for Barry Goldwater. He had written that famous line, extremism in defense of liberty is no vice, and moderation in pursuit of justice is no virtue. His name was Carl Hess, and he was a ponytailed libertarian back in the late 80s when I saw him. And he was one of the founders. But he was homeschooled by his mother in the 1930s. And she had to quietly and surreptitiously move from location to location because she didn't want to put her kid in the school. She said, I've got something better for you. And when they would find out that she was homeschooling him, it was illegal, and she stayed one step ahead of the truant officer, and I don't know if they even had child protective services back in the 1930s. I think we were a more civilized country then. But she would stay away from the authorities, and she managed to do that, and she created a great independent thinker. And so these Kentucky homeschoolers who were watching the eclipse, they were told by someone from the government, that was not educational. You should be teaching your kid about Jacob's new dress. You should be doing those types of things. And if we want to know where this insanity leads that we're talking about with Antifa and the rest of these people, it does have real consequences. It may have some real violent consequences. We may have a civil war here. Or it may totally collapse the Democrat Party. We're going to talk about how the establishment, the Democrats, are starting to wake up and realize that they're on the losing side of this issue when we get to this. But one more story from the culture wars here. Another baker faces a backlash because they won't bake a cake for a gay wedding. This is Eileen Del Rio, and this is in, guess where, California. Where else? The bakery owner, Kathy Miller, refused to make her and her partner's Eileen Del Rio, so the bakery owner, Kathy Miller, refused to make her and her partner's wedding cake because she doesn't condone same-sex marriage. Del Rio did note in her post, however, that the baker offered to make up their order and to send it off to another bakery for the wedding. And she said, in defense of what she was doing, she said, it's a celebration of a union that God has brought together, and that's a whole lot different than coming in and wanting a cookie. She said, here at Tastries, we love everyone. My husband and I are Christians. We know that God created everyone. He created everyone equal. So it's not that we don't like people or certain groups of people. It's just there's certain things that violate my conscience. Can I have a conscience? Can I have certain beliefs that aren't shoved down my throat? They are so deferential to anything that would violate the conscience of a Muslim, aren't they? But not anything that would violate the conscience of a Christian. And so a lot of people attacked Miller on social media after the post went up. You know, that's fine. That's fine. If you disagree with her, if you disagree with her religious beliefs, go ahead, attack her. I'm sure she can handle it. It may disturb her because she doesn't really, she says, I didn't mean to mean about that. But we can take the criticism, but not the lawsuits. There is no right for the government to come in and force somebody to do that. And if you're going to say that they have the right to do that with a small business like a bakery or a photographer, you have to then say that it is a natural monopoly that we have with YouTube, with Google, with Twitter, and other things like that, where they cannot exclude people that they have disagreements with. And that's what we're seeing now. The big guys always go free with the regulations, don't they? It's the small guys that get trapped. As a matter of fact, somebody pointed that out. It's like a spider web, government regulation. The big bumblebees go straight through the spider web, but the little gnats and the little flies, they get caught in the spider web. That's you and I. That's small businesses. But the big guys, Google, I mean, they're like a big hawk flying through that spider web of regulation. It isn't going to affect them at all, just like it doesn't affect Hillary Clinton. They're not subject to any of that stuff. And these earlier cases are now going to be heard by the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court announced in June that we'll hear a similar case that occurred in 2012 when a baker in Denver refused to bake a wedding cake for a gay couple. Some of these people have had their businesses shut down by the politically correct police. And I got to say, I was very, very disappointed. I just mentioned the Libertarian Party. I was very disappointed to see in the last presidential election that they abandoned their non-aggression principle, which basically said, we do not support the initiation of force. That doesn't mean that you cannot defend yourself, but they don't support the initiation of force. Well, now I guess they do. And we had Gary Johnson saying, no, I think the government should force bakers to do this. Well, Gary, what do you think about YouTube? What do you think about Facebook? What do you think about Twitter? If you're going to take that position, I think he was absolutely wrong on it. And what he did, interestingly enough, when he defended that position in Libertarian Party debates, and those debates were really interesting because they actually talked about issues. They didn't have the same tired questions that were asked every single time. When he defended that issue, he said, you can't not give electricity to somebody because they're a Muslim or something. Well, he was talking about a monopoly, wasn't he? And that's what we're talking about with YouTube and Google. They have a monopoly. The bakers and the photographers do not have a monopoly. We have to understand what's going on here with big business and not be sycophants for them and not allow the government to take away the First Amendment in any way, shape, or form. When we come back, we're going to talk about how important it is to, for the left to politicize Hurricane Harvey. We'll be right back.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? A new shipment of BioTruth Selenium is now available at InfoWarsLife.com. We've been sold out for months. Our one-of-a-kind InfoWars Life BioTruth Selenium formula is now back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. This is the true selenium formula that has rocked the nutraceutical industry to its core. Nearly every other selenium supplement on the market is produced with synthetic selenium, but BioTruth Selenium is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. The effects of the essential trace mineral selenium are well known, from supporting the thyroid gland and immune system to DNA production and eyesight. BioTruth Selenium is also the perfect supercharger to Survival Shield X2 nascent iodine, as both help support a healthy thyroid and many other systems. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to order your bottle of BioTruth Selenium before we sell it again. That's InfoWarsLife.com to secure your selenium and other key products that don't only help yourself and your family, but also fund our operation against the globalist, a 360 win. We didn't ask for this fight, but we're in this fight. This is the time to support InfoWars. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo! That's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that said. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight. It is August the 30th, 2017, Wednesday. We're going to have Lionel joining us later in the show. And in the next hour, we're going to have Michael Snyder joining us. He has been a longtime writer and contributor to InfoWars. Of course, he has his own site. He is now running for Congress. So we're going to catch up with him, see what he has to say about the current political environment. There's so much to talk about. And I've got an amazing story here. We're going to get to, as soon as I tell you about some of the specials we got at InfoWars, a study, and this is coming from Zero Hedge, saying doping Western cultures with oxytocin will cure the hatred of refugees. I mean, these are people talking about how they can manipulate the population by doping us. We're the dopes. We're the dopes, I guess, if we allow them to put stuff in our water. I mean, even if you believe that something is beneficial, like fluoride, and we can have that discussion, and we've had that discussion many times, telling you about the negative effects of fluoride, why you need to filter your water. You never know what's going to be put in your water. It could be lead, anything, but we know that we are paying to dispose of the toxic waste for the certain industries so they can dump this harmful form of fluoride into our water. And, of course, even if you believe that that is helpful, how do you control the dosage of anything when you dump it in the drinking water? A child is going to get the same dose as an adult, and people in different places are not going to get the same dosage. So you're going to underdose, you're going to overdose. This is absolute insanity, but it's contempt for us, isn't it? We are not the stakeholders. We are not the people who make the decisions. They will decide what we will eat, drink, and what they will put in the food. That's why it's very important for you to make your own decisions. That's why we have chosen to support our operation by selling you products that with your knowledge, you can take care of yourself, take care of your family, make sure that you have clean air, clean water. We sell air purifiers, we sell water purifiers and filters. And we also sell products that will supplement what you're eating in case you're not getting all the vital nutrients that you need. Part of that is Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Part of that is BioTruth Selenium. Both iodine and selenium are very important for your health. Having a deficiency in those can cause all types of diseases. As a matter of fact, the CDC says that iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiencies in the world. So we have made these available, and we've given you pure sources of them. Our iodine is from deep earth crystals. Our BioTrue Selenium is non-GMO, made from organic mustard seeds. No fillers. It's not artificial. It's not synthetic. It's organic. And we've put that now at 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. Those two, our BioTrue Selenium, our Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time only. We also have the deepest discount we have ever had on Super Male Vitality, 57% off at InfoWarsLife.com. And we have Emmerich's Essential. We have 50% off of all of the Emmerich's Essential products. These are organic-based household products. You'll find them at InfoWarsStore.com. And let me give you an example of some of the products that you'll find at 50% off at Emmerich's Essentials. We have a non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen. We have a DEET-free herbal bug spray, a concentrated peppermint mouthwash, pure unscented body wash, pure tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. All of those are 50% off Emmerich's Essential products for limited time only. I want to get back to the news here, and I do want to play a clip of a woman exploding on CNN, but I'm going to save that till the next segment that we do after the top of the hour news break, because I want to talk about how CNN is trying to politicize this. They're taking the lead, of course, along with the other eco-alarmists, all the usual suspects, people like Michael Mann. Before I came to work here at InfoWars, I was working for a group that was trying to get Michael Mann's emails at the University of Virginia. He was part of the Climate Gate. There were a lot of emails that were being done at the Climate Center in the UK. And they found these emails, people saying, hey, this is not working as we predicted. We've got to hide the decline. What are we going to do? So forth and so on. Very conspiratorial, actually. Not a theory. It was conspiracy emails. You're not allowed to see that. And they tried to get that for quite some time, the University of East Anglia in the UK, and they fought that tooth and nail, and eventually, interestingly enough, it turned up on a Russian server. They had about 1,000 emails that turned up, and it created quite a stir until they tamped it down and said, well, move along, there's nothing to see here, it's all fine. They can try to manipulate the data, and there's no problem at all. And of course, now we've had studies that go back and show the way that NASA and NOAA have actually altered the data. We've got clips because we can go back and get those clips, just like I was talking about with the Wayback Machine. You can go back and get the information. You can see what the data was and see how they change it. You can see that they are revising down old data and temperatures, and they are revising upward newer temperature ratings. So they are trying to create a warming trend there. And they were trying to hide it. And, of course, this guy, Michael Mann, who gave us the hockey stick. If Don Rickles was around, he would call him a hockey puck. This guy who invented that fiction and then tried to manipulate the data for that was part of this ClimateGate scandal. And, you know, interestingly enough, 2 years later, there was another 5,000 emails. ClimateGate 2, it got even less attention. Mainstream media did not pay any attention to it at all. That surfaced again on a Russian server. So we wanted to see what Michael Mann's emails were. He said, it's absolutely private, just like Hillary Clinton said, private, you can't see it. It's like, well, wait a minute, you were doing this as you were being paid by the university. You were doing this at a public university. You were doing this on your work email, and these emails and these things that you gave us were used for public policy. Can we not at least see your original data? Oh, no, 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 you can't see that. That's my personal private email, even though I did it on work time, and even though we used that to create public policy. And so now these climate alarmists are coming at us, and one of them, guess who? Michael Mann. Who'd have thought that he would be back here doing this? Let's go to this study, though, about the contempt that they have for us. This is on Zero Hedge. Could not believe this. Doping Western cultures with oxytocin will cure the hatred of refugees. A group of researchers from Germany and the United States have published a study that concludes that doping xenophobic populations, you're afraid of strangers, right, with massive quantities of estrogen-linked hormone, oxytocin, will cure nationalism, making native citizens more accepting and generous towards migrants who simply want free handouts from Western taxpayers while Islamic extremists peacefully rape and murder the infidels. They say it requires native populations to adjust to rapid growth in ethnic diversity, religious pluralism, cultural differentiation. Resistance to this transition often goes along with xenophobic sentiment, they say. And as a consequence, recent elections in Europe have favored populist candidates who've openly expressed xenophobic attitudes towards refugees. No, we understand the bad deal that you're selling us. That's why the people at Bilderberg and the people at Jackson Hole, Wyoming, all the central bankers that were there last week, we're talking about the precariat, the people who have been put in a precarious position who create a precarious problem for these globalist elites, because they have basically screwed us to the wall. And we're understanding what they're doing to us. And you better understand they're putting stuff in your water, too, or wanting to put stuff in your water. Who knows what they're putting in there, right? You don't know if it's lead or it's oxytocin. And a lot of these things get recycled. They don't get filtered out of the municipal water system. So we see these chemicals accumulating. We see the effects that they're having on fish. That's why the left loves to troll Alex Jones. And he says, hey, look at this. We got gay shrimp and we got gay fish. And we weren't the ones who said that. That was mainstream media talking about that. It's because of these chemicals that they keep recycling through. But why would they pick oxytocin? It says widely referred to as the love hormone, the hug hormone, the cuddle chemical. It's so nice and cuddly. Oxytocin is secreted from the pituitary gland during sex, childbirth, and lactation. It has been shown to increase romantic attachment and empathy, invoking feelings of relaxation, trust, and psychological stability. You thought I was kidding when I said they're coming for a brave new world? They want to sexualize us. They want to confuse us. They want to mood alter us with drugs. They go back to the CIA and their development of LSD. That was a weapon. That was a weapon. They developed these drugs because they were weapons. They were weapons against the enemy, but they were also weapons against us. Weapons against us. These are the people who gave us crack cocaine too. They say our results imply that an oxytocin-enforced social norm adherence could be instrumental in motivating a more generalized acceptance towards ethnic diversity, religious plurality, cultural differentiation. They say UNESCO has emphasized the importance of developing neurobiologically informed strategies for reducing xenophobic, hostile, and discriminatory attitudes. And let's remember that as they finish this article, they say, meanwhile, the BBC is reporting that lithium that has been added to the tap water. Why would they do that? They would give lithium treatments to people who had violent psychotic tendencies. It pacifies people. And so, let's put that in the tap water. We can pacify the population. BBC says if you add lithium to the tap water, it may cut dementia by up to 17%. Isn't that great? Oh, and why are we in Afghanistan again? Well, they got lots of lithium. Not just for our tap water, but for our batteries. Key component to the batteries, along with the rare earth minerals, along with the opium. We've got a heroin epidemic, and that's one of the reasons we've got that. That's what winning means for the establishment. That's their plan. Dope you, so you don't pay attention to their forever war.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight
Austin, Texas. It's David Nike.
Welcome back to The Real News. I'm David Knight on this August 30th, 2017. Let's take a look at some of the news. We have North Korea saying that they're going to now fire missiles after they fired a missile over Japan. And as I pointed out yesterday, that's one of the most frightening things, I think. We understand that their missile program is in its infancy, let's say. They don't have a great deal of range. They don't have a great deal of accuracy. But all they have to do is fly a missile over a highly developed country like Japan and fire a small nuclear device, creating an EMP, and they could create infrastructure havoc over Japan. And, of course, they could do the same thing in the United States. If they have the range, I've pointed out, and I don't know that they have the range yet to get to the United States. I seriously doubt that. But if they had the range to get to the United States, I don't think they could hit the broadside of a continent, but they could fire an EMP, and that's very interesting to see them do that. So I don't think they're going to reach Guam. The people, as they were threatening this a couple of weeks ago, some of the people who were at the military base said, well, you know, it's never going to get here. The question is, what's going to be coming back in the other direction? Because they've got a lot of long-range bombers, and this is not something that we really want to contemplate. As Steve Bannon said, what are you going to do? Because within moments of attacking them, they're going to kill tens of millions of South Koreans with conventional weapons. They have so many missiles. So this is the real concern that we see going both ways. Don't know really what to do about this. This is a lose-lose situation that is coming up, as every war ultimately is. We meanwhile have a Republican congressman. Representative Ron DeSantis has put forward a provision that would halt funding for Robert Mueller's probe 6 months after passage of the amendment. Many in the Republican establishment oppose any efforts to restrict this investigation because they oppose Trump. We have people in his cabinet opposing him openly, like Rex Tillerson over the weekend, saying, well, you know, on this situation with Charlottesville, as Chris Wall said, doesn't this make your job very difficult? You know, the United Nations doesn't like what Trump said about Charlottesville. He actually said there's violent people on the left as well as on the right. How awful is that? How racist is that? How neo-Nazi is that? And Rex Tillerson, yes, yes, I know, it makes our job very difficult. But you got to understand that I and the State Department speak for America. The president speaks for himself. And as the AP News is pointing out, Trump's cabinet struggles with whether or not to defend their boss. No, they don't. They know they're not going to defend him. The question is, why is Rex Tillerson still there? Why is Gary Cohn still there? Why are so many of these people still there? They were never Trumpers to start with. I doubt any of these people voted for him. They were always against his agenda. Rex Tillerson was against his agenda to get rid of the climate agreement. They fought that for 6 months before Trump vetoed them and shut it down. What he needs to do, he needs to pick a new cabinet, and quicker the better. Meanwhile, a Maine governor, Maine's Republican governor, Paul LePage, told Canadians, no, Trump truly does believe in free trade. And why would he say that? Well, it's because of NAFTA is back on the table. It is an awful deal for America. We know it's an awful deal for America. It's interesting to see how the establishment press, people like CNN, talk about this. They say, well, you know, look at the massive amount of trade within NAFTA without paying any attention to the direction that the dollars are flowing. Or they say each American manufacturer employee has $39,000 of exports under NAFTA. That's right, both of them. I mean, and of course, there's more than two manufacturing employees in the United States that are making products that are being exported to Mexico and Canada. But the point is that you can use statistics to lie. You can say, look at this, $39,000 per manufacturing employee that's involved in exports sending this stuff to Canada. But it doesn't talk about how many manufacturing jobs have been lost. It doesn't talk about how many manufacturing jobs we have. That's the way you use statistics to lie. And if you want to talk about free trade, let's talk about the fact that it was the establishment that forced these trade restrictions on Donald Trump. They call them sanctions. They said, we're going to have a trade war? Well, yeah, they started the trade war, and they may start a real war with those sanctions. That's not what Trump supports. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all natural bath and beauty products with Emmerich's Essentials. We are proud to bring you a collection of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, including non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, unscented body wash, tea tree shampoo, and long-lasting natural deodorant. Emmerich's Essentials is free of chemicals and toxins that may harm your body. We carefully select pure and simple ingredients to create formulas that are certified USDA made with organic. Our mission is to offer you everyday organic household products to enhance your life. Truly feel the difference by going organic natural without compromising on quality. Feel good about using Emmerich's Essentials. Start saving money and stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new Emmerich's Essentials line of organic products. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
You found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this August 30th, 2017. Michael Snyder is going to be joining us at the bottom of the hour, a longtime contributor to InfoWars, now running for Congress. And I believe it's in Idaho. We'll be talking to him about his run for Congress and also about politics and other issues. Michael Snyder is well-versed on a number of different issues. And, of course, we're going to have Lionel. Always interesting to have Lionel. He's going to be joining us in the third hour. I want to take a look at CNN. These guys just can't get a break. They keep putting their foot in it. They're not having a good day. And it's because of stuff like this. They've got an op-ed piece up by Jeffrey Sachs that says, Texas Governor Greg Abbott needs to resign. Really? What did he do wrong? What is the crime of Governor Abbott? Crime of Governor Abbott is that he resides over a state that produces a lot of oil. And for that crime alone, according to CNN, he should resign. Because he produced the hurricane that just came here. He and his dirty oil industry created this hurricane. And it's karma. I'm sure it's karma. Yeah, we just saw that University of Tampa professor. He found out about karma when he said, hey, the Republicans voted for Bush, for Trump. So that's karma that they get that hurricane. Well, these guys are saying it's karma because you produce oil. And you produce climate change. And so you get this climate change. Well, you know, this is the first major hurricane that we've had in 12 years to make landfall. So if that's global warming and if it's man-made, we'll take that. I know it's a tremendous, unprecedented disaster. I'm not mitigating anything that happened there. But think about the fact if we had not even record hurricanes, but if we had hurricanes, multiple hurricanes every year for 12 years, is this one hurricane more than about 50 hurricanes? That used to be what I would see in when I was a kid in Florida. We'd see multiple hurricanes every season. So, I mean, did we have one big hurricane after not having 50 hurricanes? And that's what they're complaining about every time this happens. And here it is in the very first sentence, CNN. It's important to politicize Hurricane Harvey. That's what this is about. It's simply about politicizing that. Let's play this clip from a Houston woman that backfired and exploded on CNN. As she was talking to a young child, the mother came by and got in her face about exploiting them. She exploded on CNN. Here's that clip.
People there, and I see you're standing with some folks there right now, including a little girl who I guess has to deal with all of this as well. What can you tell us?
Let me introduce you to Danielle here. Danielle, you just arrived. Share with us how you were rescued.
Some guys had called our phone and asked us where we were. We was waiting for the police for like 36 hours and they never came. And we was waiting at the home. We did the white flags and everything and nobody came. But then somebody had called the phone after we decided to leave the house and we had walked to the gas station with the kids. And then they had called and came and picked us up. But we had been there like 5 days with no food and no lights and nobody came. Like nobody came.
No, you're with your children. We've heard of stories of mothers trying to save their children from the rushing waters. Can you tell us how that was?
4 feet of water to go get them food on the first day. Yeah, that's a lot of But y'all sit here, y'all trying to interview people during their worst times. Like, that's not the smartest thing to do. Like, people are really breaking down, and y'all sitting here with cameras and microphones trying to ask us what the fuck is wrong with us.
So I'm so sorry.
And you're really trying to understand it with the microphone still in my face.
Sorry.
With me shivering cold, with my kids wet, and you still putting a microphone
sorry,
in
man.
My face.
Sorry.
Rosa Flores, it sounds like you've got a very upset family there. We're going to take a break from that, and we'll get back to you later on.
Yeah. Let's get to a break here. Yeah, they're not just trying to politicize Hurricane Harvey. They're trying to merchandise Hurricane Harvey. But let's talk about the politicization. You saw that merchandising there. CNN says it's important to politicize Hurricane Harvey. Houston is an oil town, and the American oil industry has been enemy number one of climate truth and climate preparedness. Oh, actually, no. Take a look at Rex Tillerson, for example, CEO of an oil company. The myth is that the oil companies that they push back against the man-made global warming narrative. No, actually, they don't. They would like to be the De Beers of energy. They would like to be what De Beers is to diamonds, having a complete monopoly of something that is they can control the supply of, that they can make very very rare and very expensive. That's what they would like. That's why Rex Tillerson and the company that he worked for, Exxon, that's why they supported all of these climate initiatives. That's why he worked so hard to keep the Paris Climate Agreement. No, they are the people who want this as badly as anyone. They're not public enemy number one of your phony climate science, this junk science. No, they're supporting that. They're funding that. They're pushing for it politically. That's what Rex Tillerson is there in the White House to do. They said Texas is a moral hazard state. This is CNN. This is as incredible as that clip you just saw there. They said, and then they start talking about zoning issues and everything, blaming this on Greg Abbott. Of course, zoning is a local issue. It should be a local issue. I believe that there should be as little of that as possible. Who are you to decide what I can do with my private property? Buy your private property and do what you want on your own. I mean, that's the philosophy here in Texas. That's certainly the philosophy in Houston. It makes for some very strange neighbors sometimes. They get adult bars right next to a church. They don't have zoning laws there. It's called freedom. It's called freedom. It's called private property. I know you don't understand or appreciate that at CNN. They talk about there's no zoning protection. There's no offshore or onshore infrastructure for flood protection. Well, that might be a case of us spending $1 trillion on the Afghan war. Maybe that's what we should talk about. We did spend $1 trillion on Afghanistan. And we got Donald Trump saying, hey, we need to rebuild our infrastructure. Yes, we do. We got collapsing bridges. We got collapsing roads. We got dams that aren't sufficient, that are overflowing, that are crumbling. And they're saying, let's spend $1 trillion on infrastructure. We spent $1 trillion blowing up Afghanistan. That's why we don't have $1 trillion right now. And we're still going to be spending money over there. And we're still going to be putting Afghanistan before America. And we're still going to be creating death, disaster, blowback, and everything else because we can't get our foreign policy right. So that's what they should be criticizing, but they don't criticize that. Instead, they say, those of us elsewhere in the U.S. are suffering from flooding and other disasters of warming temperatures, of rising sea levels, more intense storms, and we want the truth from Texas politicians and the oil industry. Okay. So more intense storms. Yes, this is an intense storm. But again, the first time a major storm has made landfall in 12 years. I think it's the first time in 8 years that one has come to Texas. There's a story up on Breitbart. Eco-alarmists tie Hurricane Harvey damage to climate change. They say The Guardian acknowledges that some of the sea level rise is due to human disturbances, such as oil drilling. Let me tell you something. It has been dropping consistently every decade. And I had the statistics the other day. It was on Climate Depot, and I forget the exact amount, but it was like a tenth of an inch or something every decade everywhere. And so that's something that is independent of fracking. It's independent of any kind of global warming. The land is dropping in certain areas, but they say it's a sea rise. No, it's actually a land fall, if you want to put it that way. They say that Michael Mann, the hockey stick, the hockey puck who created the hockey stick, says, it's a fact. Climate change made Hurricane Harvey more deadly. A distinguished professor of atmospheric science at Pennsylvania State University, who wants to hide all of his emails where he conspired with his other fellow conspirators at East Anglia University in the UK, trying to hide the decline. Mann goes on to argue that climate change has also caused sea surface temperatures in the region to rise, producing an increase in average atmospheric moisture content. He says that large amount of moisture creates the potential for much greater rainfalls and greater flooding. Let me tell you something about this hide the decline. Even NPR was talking the other day about how we have heat islands in the cities. I said, maybe we should start looking at the roads because we have all these asphalt roads that are black. It creates higher temperatures in the city. Guess where they put their thermometers so they can get rising temperature trends? In the heat islands of the cities. That's the way they manipulate it. We'll talk about what the Chinese are doing.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Mail is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be cleaned. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't.
The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Wednesday, August 30th, 2017. We're going to get back to the news. Very heartbreaking story here. Coming out of Hurricane Harvey, just hit the press, a shivering tot found clinging to a drowned mom. Really heartbreaking. We look at this and there's nothing that we could have done, quite frankly. CNN wants to say, let's politicize this. Let's talk about global warming. Let's demand the resignation of Governor Abbott, because Texas is an oil-producing place, and oil produces climate change, and climate change produced this hurricane. As I point out, it's the first one in 12 years that is major to hit land, first one in 8 years to hit Texas. Nothing is going to save us from a 50 inches of rain hitting in one particular place. That's unprecedented. That's never happened in the United States before. But that doesn't mean that there's global climate change going on. We have records that are set in each direction. We've had some record cold temperatures in certain areas of the world. They conveniently ignore that as well. Weather changes. Climate changes. That's why they've stopped talking about global warming and they want to talk about climate change. We all know climate change is something that happens. You've all heard the expression, if you don't like the weather, wait, and it'll change. Well, of course, that's true. And as Mark Twain said, everybody talks about the weather, but nobody does anything about it. Well, CNN thinks that we should, thinks that we can. And, of course, there are geoengineers who are working on changing our climate. I don't know if that's involved here or not. We had a lot of people say, well, I think that's involved. I don't see any evidence of that, but I know that it exists. And these people are advocating it, even if they're talking about doing it by restricting our energy use. So we're going to talk about the people that they don't pay any attention to, the people that are doing, if they're saying that it's global climate change, why wouldn't you be concerned about a Chinese coal power company that employs four times more workers than the entire U.S. coal industry? They get a pass. They get a pass, especially with the Paris Climate Agreement. They get a pass. But, you know, when you look at this tragedy of this shivering tot found clinging to a drowned mom, there are things that could have been done to mitigate some of this. We could have done a better job, couldn't have handled a 50-inch rainfall. But clearly, flooding is a problem in Houston. It's always been a problem. I lived there 35 years ago. It was a problem then, and I don't think they've done much to fix it. We don't do anything about our infrastructure. We've got bridges and roads are starting to fail under the stress of the flooding, they say, in Houston. They're failing all over the country because we spend all of our money on wars. And we spend it on other things that are counterproductive. So we create disaster in other countries. We've got tots who are clinging to dead mothers because of our wars that we have started, because of the CIA's regime change that does nothing but increase war on both sides. And they want that. You have to understand, it is not a mistake. It is a design. It is designed to create chaos because they profit from chaos. The military-industrial centers profit from chaos. The bankers profit from war and chaos. They profit from volatility in the marketplace. They profit from all the things that we don't like, and they educate our kids in kindergarten about their transgender agenda while they talk about putting oxytocin in our water, a hug hormone, so we get nice and warm and fuzzy, and we don't get upset about the fact that they're taking our country and our economy and our laws away from us. We should get upset about that. Let me talk quickly about the things that fund this independent broadcast. And we appreciate you supporting us and buying our products. It makes programs like the Alex Jones Show or the Nightly News that we've had, that we've now expanded from 1 hour. We're going to be expanding it to 6 hours of additional programming. My program is the first one to hit here 3 hours before Alex Jones's radio program of 4 hours. We're going to be having 10 hours of straight programming pretty soon. And that's because you support us with the products that you buy, and you support your health. You take control. You understand that there are things there, whether it's by accident or whether it is by design. Certainly you understand that there are things that you are getting in your food supply and your water that you don't want. There are things that you're missing in your food supply that you do want, that you do need. Things like selenium, things like iodine. And you can get a great source of that. And we sell the products that support our operation, that support your health. We have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium, 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, you know that you need iodine. You know you need selenium. The question is, are you going to get a good, pure source of it? Our nascent iodine is made from deep earth crystals. Our BioTrue Selenium, we call it BioTrue because it is not GMO. It is not synthetic. It doesn't have fillers. It's made from 100% organic mustard seed. So both the deficiency of iodine and selenium can lead to diseases, have been associated with many diseases. The CDC says iodine deficiency is one of the four major deficiency diseases in the world. Selenium deficiency has been associated with HIV, with Crohn's disease. So it helps your immune system and many other things. We make it available to you for 45% off. We also have Survival Shield Super Male Vitality for 57% off, the deepest discount we have ever had. And we have a new sale, Emmerich's Essentials. That's our new line of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. We have things like a non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen. We have a DEET-free herbal bug spray, a concentrated peppermint mouthwash, pure unscented body wash, pure tea tree shampoo, long-lasting natural deodorant. All of those, the entire Emmerich's Essentials product line is available at 50% off. So we appreciate your support. Take a look at those products, take a look at those sales, and take advantage of those discounts. Let's talk real quickly about the Chinese coal power industry and the hypocrisy of people like CNN and Michael Mann, Mr. Hockey Puck himself. Let's talk about what's happening in China, because China gets a pass on all these agreements, on the coal agreements, on the Paris Climate Agreement. They were going to get to increase their emissions for decades before even being capped, but we were going to get it right away. And they point out in Zero Hedge, China's government and president blessed the merger between the country's top coal miner and one of the country's top five state power producers in a deal that will create the world's largest power company worth 1.8 trillion yen, about $278 billion. $278 billion. Putting the sheer size of the two merged behemoths in context, the resulting entity will be the world's second biggest company by revenue, the largest by installed capacity. They say the vast majority of the new company's power generation will be coal-driven, and we know that they're getting a lot of their coal, or we're getting a lot of their coal, from North Korea. They had stopped it temporarily, and then at one point they told them, all right, turn those back around, trying to get this madman to be a little bit more sane. I don't know what the current status is of them getting their coal from North Korea, but then this is in the article at Zero Hedge. They say a fascinating comparison emerges when putting just this one company, against the entire U.S. coal industry. With an estimated 326,000 staff, the combined entity in China will have a workforce four times bigger than the entire U.S. coal-fired power industry in 2016, because Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton were going to shut that down. They were going to completely erase the coal industry. Why would they do that? Well, it would be probably because we have more coal than the Saudis or the Middle East have oil. We can't have that. We can't have energy independence in America. We can't work on methods to make it clean. We got to shut that down because that works for America. They say the combined entity will have an installed capacity topping 225 gigawatts, or as Doc Emmett Brown would say from Back to the Future, gigawatts. Gigawatts, Marty. All right, because they had a lot of stuff there. 225 gigawatts. Yeah, much bigger than what we see in America's coal industry. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Male Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Male Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. unprecedented, and it's cold-pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they, BuzzFeed said, is like, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold-pressed? Duh.
Ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ, and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
Thousands of years ago, there was a basic form of chivalry. Our ancestors would hear the drums of war, giving the warriors of the tribe a chance to organize and prepare a defense. 60 years ago, when foreign air forces were approaching filled with bombs, they had drums of their own, air raid sirens. But in the 21st century, there are silent weapons for quiet war. Pathogens added to the food and water, and to the lining of plastics that destroy our vitality, turn off our hormones, and accelerate our journey towards death. I personally counter this onslaught with Anthroplex. Anthroplex is designed with known organic concentrated herbs to create the basic foundation to normal metabolic activity inside the human body. Discover why Anthroplex is turning so many heads today. It's time for us to take our bodies back into our own hands, and it starts at InfoWarsLife.com with Anthroplex.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight. We're going to be talking to Michael Snyder. He's joining us. He's running for Congress, and he's been a writer, creator of economiccollapseblog.com for a very long time. We pick up a lot of his stories here at InfoWars. He also has another one, endoftheamericandream.com and thetruthwins.com. So we're going to talk to him about the current political climate as well as other issues that are on there. But I was just talking about the tragedy unfolding in Houston with Hurricane Harvey, the toddler who was just found clinging to a drowned mom, talking about our failure to invest in our infrastructure. And, of course, we invested $1 trillion in blowing up the infrastructure and everything else in Afghanistan. We haven't gotten anything for that. Donald Trump said 6 years ago, let's get out of Afghanistan. Let's put America first. We're not going to win this war. We've never won a counterinsurgency war. We're not going to win this one either. And so, yeah, we could have had that money to invest in infrastructure. But even when we have the money, sometimes we don't make the right decisions. My wife, during the commercial break, texted me this article reminding me, and we had talked about this, going back just to August the 17th, a $70 million high school football stadium was built in Katy, Texas, as a suburb of Houston, the most expensive football stadium in the U.S. But they can't fix their dams. They can't do anything to stop the flooding in Houston. That's the kind of misallocation of resources that we see being done by the government. Absolutely amazing. It was amazing and something I think they should have been ashamed of to spend that kind of money on a football stadium. They say Texas is also home to other expensive high school football stadiums, including one $63 million in McKinney, Texas. Voters approved that last year. They approved a $60 million stadium in Allen, Texas, according to the New York Times. And now a $70 million high school, these are high school football stadiums. No wonder we give billionaires, we lavish them, these billionaires who own these professional football teams, we lavish them with money so they can have a place for their business. They don't have to pay for their infrastructure. No, no, we love football so much. We will give billionaires money so that they can have their millionaire players come play in these stadiums and then do the kinds of things that we see flaunting their hatred of America as we have the Pledge of Allegiance and have the national anthem played. This is a crazy country, isn't it? Joining us now is Michael Snyder. You can also find him at MichaelSnyderForCongress.com. Welcome, Michael.
It's great to be with you, David.
I want to ask you, first of all, do you disavow Antifa? as a congressional candidate.
Absolutely.
Do you disavow the neo-Nazis and the Ku Klux Klan? I mean, you got to disavow all these people, and you got to do it every time you come on a news media site. Do you disavow all those people?
Oh, I absolutely do. There's no place for violence or racism or any of these things in our society, but that's what they want to label us as. And now I'm running as an extremely strong pro-Trump candidate for office here in Idaho. In fact, I'm telling people I want to be Donald Trump's best friend if I get to Congress.
That makes you a racist. We can just forget those other questions. Whether you disavow those people or not, that makes you a racist if you support Donald Trump.
Oh, absolutely. You know, because now, you know, everyone wants to attack me because I'm lining myself up with Trump, you know, because it's not enough to be a Republican anymore because you got all these Republicans out there that, in fact, I was working at a fair just a few days ago and I was handing out brochures and everything. But next to me were some of the top politicians and their aides in the state of Idaho. And they were actually talking about Donald Trump. So I wanted to overhear what they're saying. So I started paying attention and they were talking about a press conference he just did. And they were, they started mocking him and making fun of him. And by the end, they were making jokes and laughing at Donald Trump. And these are some of the top Republican politicians in Idaho. So,
it's establishment.
It is. We've got all these anti-Trumpers, never-Trumpers, people that don't, in D.C., you know, half of them want to get rid of them. They don't want to advance the Make America Great agenda. So we've got a few bold pro-Trump candidates that are now running who are saying, I want to advance the Make America Great agenda. I stand proudly with President Trump. I'm one of them around the country, and we need to get behind these people because the Democrats are raising tons of money. The establishment Republicans are raising tons of money. But people like me and others, you know, around the country, they're saying, we're boldly pro-Trump. You know, we need to get more organized, and we need to get more people running, because if we don't win these primaries next spring, we're not going to have pro-Trump candidates to vote for next November, in November 2018. So we've got to win these.
Yeah. That's really where we're going to win or lose this thing, and that's going to be in the primaries, because otherwise we're going to wind up with somebody who is an Antifa Bernie Sanders socialist or whatever, who's going to be on the other side, and then people are going to say, well, anybody but that, and then they're going to wind up voting for a Republican establishment candidate. And we know what these Republican establishment candidates are doing. We have a story on InfoWars today, Hell Freezes Over, Nancy Pelosi criticizes the violence of Antifa. And yet we still have not seen Paul Ryan walk back these comments. We got Paul Ryan, we got Rex Tillerson over the weekend criticizing Donald Trump for saying, look, there's violence and bad people on both sides. And he was right, and we knew he was right. We've seen this for a very long time. We saw it before the election. We saw it immediately after the election, beginning with Inauguration Day. We saw people being attacked simply because they were wearing MAGA caps or MAGA t-shirts. And of course, I think it's important to talk about this guy who came out. We had a report. He said, I was accused of having a neo-Nazi haircut because I had it short on the sides and long on the top. And some guy came after me and attacked me with a knife. The police found out that was not true. He's now recanted that story like Tawana Brawley did, or like Rachel Dozel, the woman who said that she was black because she wanted to be a victim, and that's the way this guy was. So we see that kind of stuff, but it was credible because we see people all the time, just as we saw in Berkeley, people being attacked simply because they have a Trump cap on or a Trump t-shirt on. They get attacked by these people. It happens all the time. This guy just wanted to be in the spotlight and be a victim and parade this around. But I think, as you're pointing out, we have to get people who support the Trump agenda, people like you in Congress, because if we don't, as I said before the election, I said, I understood why Donald Trump didn't want to pick a fight with the Speaker of the House before he was elected president. But he had a good challenger in Paul Nehlen. And Paul Nehlen is going to challenge him again. And we got now somebody, Paul Ryan, who opposes him on every single issue. He opposes him on getting rid of Obamacare because Paul Ryan was there with Mitt Romney to be the backup guys to make sure that we got Obamacare, even if it was going to be Romney care that they had in Massachusetts. They were there with that. He's always been an open borders guy. So he always is calling Donald Trump a xenophobe and a racist, and he's blocked everything that he's done. I said the real blocking that we're going to have in Congress is going to be coming from the Republican leadership. It's not going to be so much the Democrats. You know the Democrats are going to oppose him for partisan reasons, but the Republicans will oppose him because they're globalist elitists. And that's what we see. If we don't get these people out, get people that are independent like you, people who support the Trump agenda, we're done. Nothing is going to change. Nothing is going to happen. And I think it's very important to do that at the grassroots level because, look, 7 years from now, we're not going to have a President Trump one way or the other. He's going to be gone. Are we going to have a movement? Are we going to have people in Washington and Congress and elsewhere? Are we going to have a grassroots movement that's going to push this agenda? Or is it going to begin and end with Trump, if we can even begin at all with Republican opposition?
Oh, you're absolutely right. You know, we got someone like Omar Navarro out in California, but there aren't enough people running right now. That's why I'm trying to recruit people all across the country to run for the House, to run for the Senate, because otherwise we're not going to have a pro-Trump choice. We don't have nearly enough people running, and people need to jump into the race now, because you've got to raise money. You've got to get volunteers. You've got to get organized. You've got to get your name out there if you want to have any chance. You can't jump on the ballot at the last minute right before the primary and expect to win. So people have got to be getting into these races now if we're going to have any chance of getting pro-Trump people in. And we need to be openly pro-Trump, not hiding what we believe. So it's very clear to the people who's on Trump's side and who's not on Trump's side. Because if we don't, we're not going to get the wall built. We're not going to get Obamacare repealed. We're not going to get taxes cut. All the elements of the Make America Great agenda aren't going to happen if we don't get good pro. In fact, the 2018 midterm elections, I don't know if people understand. I believe that they're going to be the most important in modern American history. And so, you know, the Democrats are gearing up big time for them, you know, and the establishment of Republicans as pro-Trump people. You know, yeah, we want to support Trump on a daily basis, but we've got to get organized. We've got to get candidates into these races. We got to support them, fund them, and be behind them and be spreading the word on social media however we can. Because if not,
we got to go to a break. Stay with us. We're going to be right back. Michael Snyder for Congress.com is the site. And as you pointed out, 2018, if we don't get Republicans in Congress, they're going to impeach President Trump. If we don't get Republicans who support his agenda, it isn't going to happen. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Visit InfoWarsLife.com to secure your canister. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. Vitamin Mineral Fusion Drink Mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we've brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. And this part is most important. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. And rest assured, you're fighting the tip of the spear in the info war. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Right freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Right is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth. Please listen carefully, because I'm about to point out three things that will save you a lot of money while you get high-quality products and fund the InfoWar, a 360 win. Number one, when you choose AutoShip before checkout, we give you 10% off on your order at InfoWarsStore.com. Number two, you're also able to get items that are out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip, because we hold back a surplus for AutoShip customers. Number three, we're giving you free shipping on all orders above $50. Listeners have been requesting this for years because it's so easy to forget to reorder the products that you need each month. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, select your favorite product or products, click on AutoShip, and choose how often you want us to send you another order. As you know, I coined the term 360 win, and with the new AutoShip feature at InfoWarsLife.com, this is a sure win. 10% off on AutoShip. Win, win, win at InfoWarsLife.com. Free shipping on orders above $50. And all out-of-stock items are never out of stock when you sign up for AutoShip.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News on this Wednesday, August 30th, 2017. I'm David Knight, and we've been talking to Michael Snyder. He's a longtime author. He's written books, many articles that we carry here at InfoWars.com. His blog is the Economic Collapse blog. He also has EndOfTheAmericanDream.com. He's talks a lot about economic issues, as you can tell, but he's now running for Congress. And you can find him at MichaelSnyderForCongress.com. We're going to talk to him about his congressional race. Get back to that interview in just a moment. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about a new sale that has begun today. 50% off all Emrex Essentials products. This is a new line of organic-based household products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. And we now have 50% off of all of those products. That's non-nano SPF 30 zinc oxide sunscreen, a DEET-free herbal bug spray, concentrated peppermint mouthwash, pure unscented body wash, pure tea tree shampoo, long-lasting natural deodorant. All those products, that Emrex Essential line, is now 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, we still have, for a very limited time, a deep discount on Super Male Vitality, 57% off, and a 45% off sale on Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium. Take a look at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, for those deep discounts. 57% off Super Male Vitality, 45% off iodine and selenium, and 50% off Emrex Essential Organic Household Products at InfoWarsStore.com. Michael, as we were talking about before the break, it looks like if we don't get somebody in there that supports the Trump agenda like you do, we're going to have not going to have the Trump agenda pass if we get more Republicans reelected, but if these Republicans lose their seats, which may happen because people are so angry about the fact that they have lied to us election after election, promising these things like getting rid of Obamacare,
doing something about immigration, lowering taxes, and they refuse to do anything except block the agenda that we voted for when we voted for Trump. If they lose, we're going to wind up with a impeachment of President Trump, I believe. And we had an article today, Republican Congressman Representative Ron DeSantis has put forward a provision that would stop funding for Mueller's probe 6 months after the amendment's passage. That would still give them a year and a half to do their witch hunt. And that's one of the things he said. He said the order appointing Mueller as a special counsel didn't identify a crime to be investigated, and it invites a fishing expedition. He said Congress should use its spending power to clarify the scope, limit the duration of this investigation. He said Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has said the Department of Justice doesn't conduct fishing expeditions. Well, the corollary to that is that this Congress should not fund a fishing expedition. But, of course, we've got several House Democrats who are pushing amendments to make sure that this goes on forever. One of the other things that he would do would be to prohibit Mueller from investigating matters that occurred before June 15th when Trump launched his presidential campaign. This is clearly a fishing expedition, Michael. And this individual, Representative Ron DeSantis, he's a Republican from Florida, by putting this out there, what he's going to do is he's going to put these establishment Republicans on notice. They're going to have to either shut this thing down, which they probably will do. The establishment leadership will shut this down because they want to get Trump as much as the Democrats do. It will put them on notice, though. It will show who they are. And that's the power of just one congressman that I'd never heard of before, Ron DeSantis, because I'm not from Florida. Most people haven't heard of him before. But that's the power of what one congressman could do. And I guess that's why you're running for Congress in Idaho.
Yeah. We've seen what Ron Paul did when he was in the House of Representatives. Just one guy, but he had a huge impact. But these investigations, they are witch hunts. Donald Trump is being railroaded. And so where are the members of the Republican Party coming out and openly saying these should be shut down immediately and pushing for that to happen? If I go to Congress, that's what I'm going to do. One of the first things I'm going to do when I get there is I'm going to say, we need to shut these investigations down now, cut off the funding now. They're witch hunts. He's being railroaded. We need to stop this because what's being done to Donald Trump is wrong. And I don't know why any Republican members of Congress aren't coming out on television through the media constantly saying this, trying to get this to stop. Because the other day I was thinking, well, who's Donald Trump's best friend in Congress? And I couldn't come up with a single name because no one's taking that mantle. No one even wants that mantle, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm proud to say if I go to Congress, I want to be Donald Trump's best friend in Congress.
Oh, that'd be good if he has a friend. You know, they always say if you want a friend in Washington, get a dog. And unfortunately, Donald Trump doesn't have a dog. I think he's the only president that's never had a pet dog, or at least the only one for quite some time. And he doesn't have any friends in Washington, even in his cabinet. I've got a story here. The people in his cabinet are struggling as whether or not they should defend Donald Trump. These are his own people in his own cabinet. And he doesn't have any support with the establishment Republicans for sure. I'm not sure that he has that many people who support him lower down. We know that Ron DeSantis is trying to support him here. It's very important that we have that support. Talk to us about the issues. And before we get to the issues, who is the incumbent now, or is this going to be an open seat in the 2018 elections and the congressional district that you're running for?
Right. Well, there's not going to be an incumbent in this race, which is a real golden opportunity up here because Raul Labrador has a seat right now, but he's moving on to run for governor of Idaho. So there's no incumbent. It's a wide open race. There's four guys running, three guys, which are, you know, your politicians, more experienced, traditional guys, but more establishment guys. In fact, my chief opponent is not saying anything about Trump. He doesn't want to align himself with Trump. So the main guy I'm going to be running against is completely distancing himself from the president. So we've got a golden opportunity to take this seat because it's so hard to run against an incumbent, but now there's no incumbent in this race. So we have a golden opportunity to get an InfoWars guy in there, to get a pro-Trump guy in there because it's a wide open race. And my main opponent, he doesn't want to align himself with Trump. So if we can galvanize the pro-Trump people, the InfoWars community, the true liberty and patriots, true conservatives. And you can see that the map of our district on the screen, it runs from the top of the Idaho Panhandle all the way to the bottom of the state. Literally takes 10 hours to drive from the top to the bottom. So I've got a ton of territory to cover. So we're using social media. We're using all kinds of technology. Although I'm traveling, I'm down here in Boise, Idaho today, campaigning where I've been for the past week. But it's a real opportunity because there's no incumbent, David. So if people get behind us, we can get a pro-Trump person to D.C. And there is no incumbent in this race.
And I know from reading your writings and your articles for many years that you're an economic nationalist. You're not a racist. You're not the alt-right. You're somebody who supports liberty. and you support economic nationalism. So it is very important for people to do that. And I think it is something where it's very important for people to get involved in the primary process, or you're going to wind up with a couple of candidates that you can't stand. You're going to be voting for the lesser of two evils. This is an opportunity for people who support the economic advancement of this country, as well as the advancement of liberty. It's an opportunity for them to have a voice in Congress. I think it's important for people to support that. Even if they're not in Idaho, they can still support you. They can go to MichaelSnyderForCongress.com. You know, we have an interesting race that's going to be coming up very shortly in Alabama to replace Jeff Sessions, who's now Attorney General, former Senator Jeff Sessions. There was an appointment there by the Alabama governor of an establishment Republican, Luther Strange, who had a lot of ethics issues. A lot, let's just put that mildly. And then he is somebody who has been opposing Donald Trump, and he openly opposed Donald Trump just this last week, but he is now lagging in the few polls that they have taken. We've got somebody who is also pretty well known down there, Judge Roy Moore, and he is leading Luther Strange. He is somebody who openly supports Donald Trump. So this will be a very interesting referendum. I think that's kind of a losing strategy in Alabama to openly oppose Donald Trump. You're running for election, but that's the tack that Luther Strange has taken. I mean, he's the establishment's guy. They appointed him, and he loves it there in Washington. He's going to do whatever the establishment Republicans tell him, and they tell him to oppose Trump. I think that's going to cost him the election. What do you think?
I think it's going to cost him the election, too. And of course, but the establishment in Washington is getting behind him because they want to, you know, get another anti-Trump guy in there. So we need to make sure that we get behind the judge. We get, you know, and I hope people come out for this, because this is key. This is a Senate seat, which is even more important than a House seat. You know, my race is for the House, but it's for a Senate seat. And so this is going to be an early referendum seeing, okay, how does a pro-Trump candidate do against an anti-Trump candidate? So this is a key test. Let's make sure we get the pro-Trump guy in. Let's get everybody behind them. And that way it'll send a message out there to everyone else in the races moving into the primaries next spring for the, you know, general election in 2018 that, hey, pro-Trump candidates are going to do well. We're going to get behind them and they can win. And because right now we've got kind of almost a civil war, a battle within the Republican Party, and it's really for the future of the Republican Party. And see, people don't understand, even if we get Trump reelected in 2020, if we don't get people that'll help him in Congress, the agenda is not going to move forward, even if he wins re-election. You know,
right.
So if we want to see the wall, if we want to see jobs brought back to America, I mean, we've seen more than 70,000 manufacturing facilities leave this country. And you're talking about economic nationalism, where, you know, now because of all these trade agreements, you know, American workers are competing directly for jobs with people on the other side of the globe, where it's legal to pay slave labor wages. And so we've seen our wages go down. We've seen the middle class decline. In fact, in 2015, the middle class became a minority of the population for the first time.
We're absolutely right, and we're out of time. Thank you for joining us. Michael Snyder for Congress.com is where you can go to support a pro-Trump, pro-liberty, pro-economy candidate, Michael Snyder. We've known him for a long time. He's a great guy. Hope he makes it.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com. Dr. Group, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. From the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back to The Real News. It's August 30th, 2017. I'm David Knight. As we mentioned earlier, a toddler has just been found, victim of Hurricane Hodler, or Hurricane Harvey. The toddler was found clinging to their drowned mother. And we're seeing other things that are happening now. The bridges and roads and dams are at the breaking point, and yet we still see that just a couple of weeks ago, they weren't too worried about the dams and the bridges and the roads in Houston. They were spending $73 million on a high school football stadium. And this is a phenomenon that seems to be kind of uniquely Texan, or at least in the worst examples of it. $60 million in a small town, Allen, Texas, for a stadium. This is the kind of misappropriation of money, but of course we also misappropriate money by spending $1 trillion in Afghanistan war when we should be spending it on our decaying infrastructure. Meanwhile, the EPA has expanded fuel waivers in the Texas and Louisiana areas. We already have some of the stations here locally in Austin that are running out of gas. So on Friday, the EPA granted a temporary waiver until September the 15th to help ensure an adequate supply of gasoline is available in areas directly affected by the storm until normal supplies could be restored. On Saturday, they had expanded that area to include the Dallas area. See, one of the things that could help the most is to just get government out of the way. Sometimes that's the biggest thing they can do to help us. Meanwhile, a Republican in Congress, Representative Ron DeSantis, Republican of Florida, is pushing an amendment to curtail Robert Mueller's fishing expedition. It would stop funding of this fishing expedition 6 months after its passage. That would still give them about a 1.5 year. It would also prohibit Mueller from investigating matters that occurred before June 2015 when Trump launched his presidential campaign. He said they never identified a crime to be investigated, and that invites a fishing expedition. He said the Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein said the Department of Justice does not conduct a fishing expedition. Well, he said Congress should not be funding a fishing expedition. The FBI says they're going to not turn over Hillary Clinton's emails. They say there's a lack of public interest in that. And that lack of public interest is outweighed by the personal privacy interests of Hillary Clinton. No, what we have a lack of interest in is a lack of interest in justice at the FBI, and we have a lack of interest in crimes at the Justice Department that is under our own Attorney General Jeff Sessions. And we're going to talk about his addiction to drugs in the next segment, because like most of Washington, like most of our law enforcement official organizations, Jeff Sessions, Washington, the federal government, law enforcement agencies are addicted to drugs. They're addicted to the money. They're addicted to the power that comes with it. And they're allowing an escalation in violent crimes. Attorney General Sessions has said it is the biggest issue in terms of facing lethal issues is our drug issue. I got some evidence to point to the contrary of that. Meanwhile, we have one Chinese coal company employs more than four times the number of workers in the entire U.S. coal industry. This comes as CNN is saying it is time to politicize Hurricane Harvey. It is time for Texas Governor Abbott to resign in shame for having an oil industry. That's how they are trying to politicize this. But China gets a free pass.
China was not going to be affected by the Paris Climate Agreement, not for many decades, and even then to a much lesser degree than anyone else. And yet, the reality is, if they're talking about global warming, man-made global warming coming from this, how do you give China a pass on having the most and the dirtiest coal generation on the planet? That's because it is political. You know that. I know that. It's time we scream it from the mountaintops. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
We've got great air filters, great water filters, great non-GMO heirloom seeds, great books, great films, great Patriot apparel to meet like-minded people. And we've got a new humongoid sale. Not the number of things that are on massive sale, but on what's on sale. Out for months, not been on sale for months and months. We've never offered Super Mel Vitality, known concentrated herbs, cold pressed. Super Mel Vitality, 57% off. It's never been the price it is right now with 3,596 reviews, 4.6 reviews total by third-party sites. Unprecedented, and it's cold pressed. That's why Super Male is so different. People say, well, I know these compounds work because it's admitted to science, and these are other, what you sell, they BuzzFeed said, is already best-selling stuff that's been certified as, you know, healthy and good forever. Why, these aren't anything new? Because why do something new when you can have the oldest and best, but cold pressed? Duh.
Interesting interview. As I was saying in the last segment, the news at the top of the hour, the FBI says lack of public interest in Hillary's emails justifies withholding documents. We know where the lack of interest is. The lack of interest is in the FBI. They have a lack of interest in looking at any of the crimes of Hillary Clinton. And there's a lack of interest in justice in our Justice Department being run by Attorney General Jeff Sessions. Where are the prosecutions for the crimes that Hillary Clinton did? Where are the prosecutions for the crimes that the surveillance establishment did? These are not theories. It is the FISA court itself that talked about how the NSA and the FBI violated the law, violated the Constitution, violated the whole reason that we created the FISA Act. And again, real quickly, we have the FISA Act because we had Senate investigation hearings and House investigation hearings in the 1970s into what the CIA and the NSA were doing to American citizens. We had the Church hearings in the Senate. We had the Pike hearings in the House. And as they were looking at this, they said, where is your brief? The CIA, you don't have any authority to do this in the United States. You were set up to be an intelligence agency abroad to find information about our enemies, not about the American people. And NSA, you're spying on people. You're listening to their phone conversations, their dial-up phone where we had the rotary dials. Okay, they're still doing it back then. It's not the cell phone. It's not just because we've got newer technology. They were doing it back then. And it was a Pike committee in the House that was looking at the NSA. And they called the director of the NSA in and said, we would like to see your brief, because they knew that they didn't have authority to spy on American citizens. And the director of the NSA said, I'm not going to show it to you. I will not be under the jurisdiction of the Congress. And they don't care about the Constitution either. It says, it was created by an executive order by President Truman, and I'm not going to show it to you. Right in their face. So they created the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that was supposed to rein these kinds of abuses in. And it was the FISA court itself that, even though it has been granting dragnet warrants for Mr. and Mrs. Verizon, as Rand Paul pointed it out, said you can't get a search warrant just by saying, I want to look at everybody's stuff in America. No, you have to be specific about the person, the place, and why you're looking, and the time, and so forth. You need to take that to a judge, not to a FISA court, but to a judge. But nevertheless, Even those people have said that we do not, that they did not follow the law, that the intelligence agencies, the FBI, did not do that. And we know that this goes deep in the Obama administration, the fact that they would be particularly focused on President Trump and the people around him in the campaign before and after. They're openly political. The people who used to hide in the shadows, the NSA, now they're going on CNN and trashing President Trump. We should be very, very concerned about that. It's a very, very frightening precedent that is being set. But of course, the Attorney General is not doing anything at all about that. He's not looking at these crimes. He's not looking at the crimes that the FISA court has pointed out. This is not an anonymous source in the New York Times or Washington Post trashing President Trump. This is the FISA court saying we have the politicization of this in the law enforcement and in the intelligence communities. No question about it. So what does Attorney General Sessions focus on? The drug war. That's why I said in the last segment, he is addicted to drugs. He's addicted to the power that comes with it, just as law enforcement is addicted to the power that comes with it. He tells people, this is a quote from him, reported by ABC News. He says, drug overdoses are the top lethal issue in the United States as he fights his Groundhog Day drug war. Let's tell you the truth about this. This is a story. It came up a couple of days ago. I gave you the headline, but I didn't break it down, really. It came from the Free Thought Project, August 28th. Cops arrest more people for pot than for all violent crimes combined. For all violent crimes combined. Blame the lack of resources, they say. In the years before the war on drugs was declared, police in the U.S. solved 90% of homicides. Now that number is as low as 30%. In cities like Columbus, Ohio. They say police in Ohio are blaming a lack of resources for the fact that unsolved homicide cases greatly outnumber the cases that are solved. Yet they seem to have the resources to arrest thousands of suspected cannabis users. In the state of Ohio, an average of over 20,000 people are arrested on charges of cannabis possession each year. They say Ohio legalized cannabis for medical use in 2016, but of course they still haven't done anything about it. It was legalized for recreational use in California, but they haven't done anything about that yet either. Nevada moved on it very quickly. Interesting what Nevada did. They said they were the first ones to move into it. They saw a business opportunity. They said, hey, we can have a lot of pot tourism here in Vegas. But then they have this interesting clause that says if you consume it outside of a private home, and that means on the streets or in a casino or in a hotel, they can get you for a $600 fine. And yet they're saying, we've got pot tourism. We got pot tourism here, and we got $600 fines if you actually come here and use it, but then you can't carry it back to most of your states because they'll arrest you. So it's like, that's the way these people roll. They're always looking for some angle where they can shut this stuff down. And they say Ohio legalized cannabis for medicinal use in 2016, but now, a year later, we still don't have regulators have really done anything. They're finally starting to, quote unquote, formalize how and where pot will be grown and available to medical patients. And of course, you know how that's going to turn out. It's going to be some kind of monopoly that is granted to a few of their crony friends, and everybody else will go to jail. And those people will get phenomenally wealthy. We've seen it before. We're going to see it again. So they say that, and again, 90% in the 60s of homicides are being solved. Now it's only about 64% in 2015, and that's in Ohio. And a lot of these people will say, well, that's because we got so many of these homicides are drug related. Yeah, I agree. And you know, when we had alcohol prohibition, we had a lot of homicides that were alcohol related because we had Al Capone and his buddies riding the running boards of the Model Ts, spraying each other with Tommy gun fire, shooting fully automatic weapons at people because that's what prohibition does. It does not address the health issues, the psychological issues, the spiritual issues of drug addiction. Instead, what it does is it gives us a new problem. It gives us a problem of organized crime. It gives us a problem of police corruption. It gives us a problem of a massive export-import imbalance. We pay a lot of money to foreign countries to bring these drugs in. It gives us foreign wars like Afghanistan. That's something we never had during alcohol prohibition. We didn't have to go to Afghanistan to get our alcohol. Al Capone made it right here in America with American workers. But now We're using it to fund our wars, from the crack cocaine epidemic that was used as part of Iran-Contra to fund the war in Central America by the Reagan administration. They created the crack cocaine epidemic. It was our government that created that so they could fund their secret wars. Now we go into Afghanistan, and they had reduced the supply of worldwide opium to only 10% of the world's supply was coming out of Afghanistan. Now it's well up in the high 90s, and it's a record every year. Most of the opium for the world comes out of Afghanistan, and now we have a heroin epidemic here in America. Imagine that. It's like we used to have a crack cocaine epidemic in L.A. Isn't that interesting? That's where they get their money for their dark operations, and that's where we basically get the shaft. So, yeah, as we look at that, meanwhile, we have Senator Sessions also going around saying that he is going to restart the war machine program for the police. And Rand Paul pushed back against that in the New York Post. He had an editorial. He said Attorney General Jeff Sessions has formally announced that the Trump administration will restart giving surplus military weapons and equipment to state and local law enforcement. Rand Paul says that's a mistake. And Rand Paul is right. We have seen this before, and I'll have to say this. It's not just the military equipment. It is the militarization of the training, the mindset, the way that they are training the police in a shoot-first curriculum. That is even more concerning than the fact that they're giving them expensive military equipment that has to be maintained by the local taxpayers as the federal government retains ownership of it. All of this should make you very concerned. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
It's not just our water we need to filter. It's not just our food that needs to be clean. It's the air we're breathing, especially for our children. The artificial particulates, the chemicals, is absolutely weighing down our immune systems. The same team based right here in America that brought you the Alexa Pure groundbreaking water filtration systems have now developed Alexa Pure Breeze. Whether it's your home or office, you owe it to yourself, your coworkers, your family, your children to do the best job you can to purify your air. The elite are masters at poisoning our environment while themselves doing things that mitigate or avoid most of the toxic effects for themselves. The general public doesn't. The Alexa Pure Breeze would be a steal at $300, $400, $500. One of these systems can keep 800 square feet incredibly clean. This is a system I'm personally putting in throughout my house, replacing older, more expensive filters that didn't do as good a job. Find out why this system is so revolutionary today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight on this August 30th, 2017. I'm going to be joined by Lionel in the next section. I want to talk in this segment about what's going on with Antifa and the fact that the establishment, at least the Democrat establishment, is starting to realize that their undying loyalty and love for Antifa is going to cost them dearly. It's gotten to the point of absurdity. So they're pulling back. But you know who is sticking with them? And that's Paul Ryan and Trump's cabinet. People like Rex Tillerson, people like Gary Cohen. They cannot bring themselves to say that Trump is right. His own cabinet, the Republican establishment. But of course, we've got people like Nancy Pelosi. We got a headline at InfoWars.com. Hell freezes over. Nancy Pelosi distanced herself from the violence in Berkeley that she supported over the weekend. And of course, we're going to talk about the fact that the Berkeley mayor, who said, oh, this is wonderful, we have this peaceful rally and so forth, he's been on their Facebook program, the people who were openly promoting violence by any means necessary. That's the name of their group, by any means necessary. He was on Facebook with them. Will he disavow? Will he unfriend these people on Facebook? I don't know. But now he's done a pivot this week. He said, we need to start looking at Antifa as if they were a gang. He said they're violent. They've got particular dress. They fit all the definitions of a gang. You know what they fit the definition of? A terrorist organization. We got a lot of people who signed that petition in the White House to say, declare Antifa as a terrorist organization. Whether you want to come after them as a terrorist organization or as a gang, I don't care. But these people are bad. And we're going to show you some clips of that. We're going to talk about what happened to some of the reporters who were covering that. And then, again, ask the question, why is it that Paul Ryan and Rex Tillerson and Gary Cohen hate Trump so much that they can't even pull themselves back to say he was right about this? That they can't support him even on this issue. What does that say about the other issues that they oppose him on? Real quickly, before we get to the news, I'll remind you that we have a new special today at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off all Imrix Essential products. These are the new line of organic-based household products at InfoWarsStore.com. It includes things like non-nano SPF 30, zinc oxide sunscreen, a DEET-free herbal bug spray, a concentrated peppermint mouthwash, pure unscented body wash, pure tea tree shampoo, and a long-lasting natural deodorant. All those products, those 6 products there, the entire line right now of Emrix Essential Products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And we still have, for a very limited time, very deep discounts on Super Male Vitality. We've never had it discounted as deep as 57% off, but it is right now, for a very limited time at InfoWarsLife.com. Super Male Vitality, 57% off. And we have a super combo special, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and BioTrue Selenium, both off 45%. And again, we've talked about the necessity of making sure you don't have a deficiency of either selenium or iodine. And to make sure that as you're going to supplement that, make sure that you don't have a deficiency there, because CDC has said iodine deficiency, one of the 4 major deficiency diseases in the world, make sure you have a good source of iodine, a good source of selenium that is not synthetic, that is not loaded with fillers. Our iodine comes from a deep source, mineral of iodine, and we have BioTrue Selenium that comes from organic mustard seed, not GMO, not synthetic, no fillers. It comes from
an organic mustard seed. And those are both 45% off for limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's play a clip here of a couple of the things that happened in Berkeley. We got an Antifa terrorist beating an innocent man with a shield and then dumping urine on him. I want you to see this and listen to this, and I'll narrate it for those people who are listening on the radio. Very peaceful, isn't it? There you go, dumping urine on people, shouting at them, intimidating them. That's great. I love to see peaceful protesters like that, don't you? Absolutely amazing. And let's play this other one, clip number four. A female Antifa attacks a photographer at Berkeley. And I'm going to give you some background of this, of a couple of journalists who were there talking. One of them defended somebody who was being attacked simply because he had Trump stuff on him. An innocent person who wasn't doing anything other than exercising their free speech. And then a Bay Area TV anchor who said, "I experienced hate firsthand today in Berkeley from Antifa." So here's this first before we do those articles, let's show this clip of this female Antifa protester attacking a photographer. So she's showing her sign. She actually doesn't have a black sign. She's got something on it, but it's like, oh, there's somebody else. Yeah, just going to shut it down. See, that's the hate. That's the violence that we continually see from these people. They don't really have anything that they want to say. They just want to shut you down. They wear black. They wear hoods, black hoods. And how are they different from the Ku Klux Klan? Oh, that's right. The Ku Klux Klan has white hoods. Okay. Black hooded people. Or white hood. There you go. There's a cartoon that shows there is no difference between these people. And that's that. That article, a Bay Area TV anchor. "I experienced hate firsthand today in Berkeley." This individual is Frank Somerville. He is on the San Francisco Bay Area. He's a TV personality there on KTVU. He said, "My wife told me I'm going to get crucified by posting this. I told her I don't care. This is what happened. This is what I saw. This is what I experienced. This is the truth. Period." He said, "If people don't want to hear the truth, that's not my problem. I don't have an agenda. I'm just saying that this is what happened to me today. Think about it. Make your own decision." He said, "I experienced hate firsthand today. It came from these people dressed in all black at a protest in Berkeley. Ironically, they were all chanting, 'No hate.'" Yeah, they were also chanting, "No Trump, no wall, no USA at all." That's their slogan there. No Trump, no wall, no USA at all. And they can make that come true, you know, because it's all about shutting down our borders, shutting down our culture, shutting down our law, shutting down our history, shutting down our economy. That's what they mean by no Trump, no wall, no USA at all. Let's make it clear. That's what we've been fighting for. And that's what was part of the Trump agenda. But of course, Republicans don't believe that either. We might as well see Paul Ryan out there saying, no Trump, no wall, no USA at all. I could see him chanting that. He'd be perfectly comfortable saying that. Some had shields and gloves, he said. Some had helmets. Some had gas masks. And, of course, they're chanting, "No hate." It's kind of like when we see these riots, the riots that we've gone to, and you see Alex Jones being attacked by these people. You know, we showed up and we had signs talking about black genocide when we went to Planned Parenthood. They came with signs that were totally black to cover up ours. They didn't have anything to discuss. They didn't want us to discuss anything. They didn't want the truth to come out. They basically didn't have anything to say. But they would shut you down. And then they would go after Alex Jones. We've seen this happen many times. They'd say, "Excuse me, excuse me." And they have this hatred and this wild look in their eyes as they bang into you. They say, "Excuse me, excuse me." And they're the aggressors. So here these people are beating people and saying, "No hate, no hate." As they're dumping urine on people, as they're beating it. Here's a report from NPR. A guy who was... He's got a radio program and a podcast. It's called Reveal. His name is Al Letson. And he said he saw one right-wing man. How does he know he's right-wing? Oh, I guess he had a Trump outfit on. So he saw him fall to the ground, and then he saw all these left-wing Antifa protesters beating him. So he jumped on him. He said, "I didn't want to see anybody get hurt." He said, "He's a human being." Well, good for him. He's absolutely right. He's absolutely right. "When I glanced to my left, I saw a mass of people coming off the lawn toward this guy. He said they were going to kill him. I didn't want to see anybody hurt. He's a human being." He says, "I don't want to be a part of the story, but I'm a human being. I have to stop this." He got in the way. He took a beating as well. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Lionel.
Alex Jones here to tell you about how you can help spread liberty worldwide while also enjoying what I have found to be the best tasting 100% organic coffee on the planet. For more than a decade, my favorite coffee has come from the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers grow their unique shade-grown Arabica beans. We have now managed to secure these sought-after beans in a highly customized blend. Discover and try a bag of the Patriot Blend 100% organic coffee at InfoWarsLife.com. This coffee gives you a long, smooth pick-me-up for hours without the headaches and heartburn that so many other coffees give me personally. Hands down, this is my favorite coffee, and it's taken us years to secure connections directly to the Chiapas Mexican farmers. Drop by the site today, order a bag or two, and I don't think you're going to be disappointed. Available in original or with our immune support infusion blend, you will be supporting a free press, all the while enjoying a truly great-tasting cup of my favorite coffee. Available at InfoWarsLife.com.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Research across the board is clear. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride-free toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Due to requests from listeners who found that spearmint was a little bit too strong for some of their children, we have created the new bubblegum flavored Super Blue that is spearmint free. Learn more about the new bubblegum flavor Super Blue toothpaste and more at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Perfect for face and body, this natural, unscented sunscreen can be worn at all times of the day whenever you need sun protection. We source ingredients from nature, producing a product free of harmful chemicals and toxins. This natural lotion contains 21% zinc oxide, which is the largest particle size used, and we do not use nanoparticles. The larger the particle, the safer it is for your body. The organic oils help hydrate the skin, leaving it nice and smooth. The truly natural fragrance-free sunscreen for the most sensitive skin. Emrix Essentials wants you to enjoy the sun and strives to bring you organic products to enhance your life. Naturally protect your skin with SPF 30 sunscreen lotion by Emrix Essentials. Stop exposing yourself and your family to toxic ingredients. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and learn more about the new SPF 30 sunscreen lotion.
I am very proud to announce the introduction of the highest quality InfoWars Biome Defense probiotic. We wanted to come out with the largest spectrum of high quality known probiotics that have been proven to improve overall digestion and health and detoxification in the body. Biome Defense is an exclusive blend of 50 billion live and active cultures from over 23 different probiotic strains that are known to support digestion and intestinal function. Our researchers are confident that we have been able to develop what will be the leading probiotic on the market. Secure your Biome Defense in ultra strength or regular strength at InfoWarsLife.com today and get started supporting your digestive system naturally. We've been testing this formula for years, but this is the limited first run to the public, so please take advantage of it today. Support your own health and support the InfoWar.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, and joining me in this segment is Lionel. Always happy to have Lionel, an award-winning, an Emmy award-winning television news decoder, as he puts it, and a legal analyst, a licensed trial lawyer, former prosecutor. You can find him at Lionel Nation on YouTube. You can also find him at LionelMedia.com and on Twitter. At Twitter, his handle is at Lionel Media. We've been talking about the left. I think we're going to see a major pivot. I think we just saw it today as we had an article on InfoWars.com. Hell freezes over. Nancy Pelosi condemns Antifa. And as Chris Minahan said, now it's imperative that she be asked to condemn them everywhere she goes again and again and again, just like they did with Donald Trump and the Ku Klux Klan. That's what we should see. But this is something that's been building a long time, and I know we talked a little bit about this last week, but now it looks like the establishment, at least the Democrat establishment, has gotten the message, and they're moving away. Over the weekend, Nancy Pelosi, who is a congresswoman for Berkeley, and the mayor of Berkeley were applauding the so-called peaceful protest that we just saw pictures of. It was not peaceful at all. We had a TV anchor said, what I saw today was hate, absolute hate. And these people were beating up innocent people as they were screaming, no hate, no hate. And as they were screaming things like no Trump, no wall, no USA at all. This is what we're seeing here. So yesterday we had Chicago Tribune come out and say, the Democrats' silence on Antifa is dangerous. That was yesterday, August 29th. Today, we have Nancy Pelosi coming out and condemning them. And we got the Berkeley mayor saying maybe we need to look at them as a gang, whereas they were, both of them, were applauding the left because they intimidated free speech. Just as we saw in Boston, intimidating free speech is great. Just don't punch anybody. That's not so cool, they say now. Well, I don't know if they're really against that or not, but certainly they can see the change in the wind. Joining us now is Lionel. Thank you so much for joining us, Lionel.
Thank you. And let me tell you something. I love your show. I'm not just saying it because you're here, but it's true. It's great. So keep up the great work. And how things are changing, David.
Yeah.
David, what? For you did something before this morning, which is terrific. And I was thunderstruck by it yet again. And this is about this notion of kids and gender. And now we've got demisexual, demi more, hemi, semi, demi. Now, you and I are almost, if not identically, same age, same university, same worldview. I mean, to an extent, we came from a time when protest made sense. When we heard the music, we heard something, we said, I understand. They're against the war. We just did this. Now, years ago, and follow me with this, I was ahead of the curve, as usual, because when people would talk about being gay or whatever, I would say, you know, you can't expect someone who can't select their sexuality to have laws enacted against them, because after all, they didn't choose their sexuality. They didn't choose. I always thought maybe people are born in the wrong body. And what was the premise for this? They didn't choose. That's the purpose of it. Skin color, eye color, nationality. You didn't choose that. And that was the basis for what I thought would be just a host of groundbreaking legislation, David, to protect these people. Now, cut to today. You choose it.
Yeah, exactly. They've done a complete reversal, haven't they?
Hold it.
Choose what sex you're going to be, please. Choose what race you're going to be as well, right?
Now, LGBTQIA.
Yeah. What's the A?
Cisgender, asexual, anaphomormous. Okay. You just throw something in there. Anaphylactic. Just throw something out there. No.
What is the I? I don't know what the I is. Is that idiotic or what?
Inquisitive, intersexual, interstate. I don't know. Anyway, so what happened was, going back to this. So we have LGBTQ, LGB, B. What's B? Bisexual. What does bi mean? Two. How can you have bisexual? No. So get rid of the B. It doesn't make any sense. Now, later on, as you start to think about this, we also apply it to race. Rachel Dolezal. David, we are living right now in a world. First, for you and me to be in this business, this commentary, because this is performance analysis, performance commentary. We take the world and we can't believe what we're seeing. So every day there's this new, cosmically, breathtakingly incoherent anger, position. Right now, when you just showed those videos, David, what were they protesting? What were they?
Well, they're protesting free speech, aren't they? And they're protesting the USA because that's what, and they're protesting hate as they beat people.
Now listen to this. You do know that somebody somewhere is saying, this is great. Imagine going back to Buffalo Springfield, Stephen Stills. Mm-hmm. Something happened in here. What it is ain't exactly clear. No kidding. He was confused. Stephen Stills was confused with Vietnam protests. We have people right now who feel that it's, I call it the gluten mentality, the gluten generation. About 5 years ago in New York, overnight, everybody was against gluten for some particular reason. I don't know if I'm just frozen or perhaps I'm just in a palsic. It looks like I froze. Doesn't matter. So about 5 years ago, people decided they're not going to eat gluten. And they couldn't tell you why. Couldn't tell you why. Didn't know why. It never made any sense. Nobody knew anything about that. But it became the biggest hit anybody ever saw. That's where we are today. People taking on these positions because it's the new neck tattoo, the new ear stud, the new whatever it is, even though it's incomprehensible. And David, you're so correct, because the pendulum right now is has gone. It's not spun left. It's swirling out of control. It doesn't make any sense. So meanwhile, you and I are sitting back and we open the day with, let's just see what they're doing. Show it. We don't have to come up with any kind of pithy commentary. We just show this scrum, this insanity, and this has become the accepted form of coherent debate.
Can't make this stuff up. It's absolutely insane. And this identity politics, and we've had people talking about this for the entire last week. We had Paul Begala talk about it last week, saying this is not working out well for us. This is going to play into Trump's hand. And, of course, that was what Bannon said first. And now we've got a Columbia professor saying the same thing. He says this is completely shutting down any message from liberals because we're engaging in this identity politics. Well, you know, part of their identity is identifying as a Democrat. And what they're seeing is that a lot of people are saying, I don't want to identify with that insanity anymore. I'm going to identify as anything but that. And it's going to absolutely sabotage them. I think that's why you see Pelosi and the Berkeley mayor now switching.
I say it's too late for them to abandon this. You know, in law, in criminal law, being a former prosecutor and a trial lawyer, when somebody wants to abandon a conspiracy, it's not just the same as me saying, you know, David, I've thought about this and I'm out of here. No, no. You're in. You can't just walk away from this. No. Pelosi, Democrats, liberals, progressives, LGBTQIA, cysto, crip, gender, trans, migrational, hemisexual, ludicrous. No. You can't walk away from this now. You broke it. You own it. You own it, and you can't do it, because when David and I and Alex and everybody were sitting there saying, this is wrong, this is crazy, what did you say? Oh, no, we're racist. We're a bunch of white men, and we hate people. Okay, fine. Are you sure about that, Nancy? Yes, you're with Trump. Okay, you broke it, you own it. You can't back off now. It is cemented. It's like when we put a post in cement, it went like this. Sorry, you gotta rip the whole thing out.
Yeah, it's become their F word to call people racist, sexist, homophobe, and it just isn't gonna work anymore. Stay with us, we're gonna be right back. I'm David Knight, and we're gonna be having another segment with Lionel, always interesting, and as you pointed out, we now see them going completely the opposite direction. Our heads are spinning. They're changing direction so quickly. We'll be right back.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Super Blue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Super Blue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Super Blue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire
entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
Hey, did you know that you can now preserve your own food for up to 25 years and still maintain its nutrition and flavor? That's right. Now's the time to build your own food storage with Harvest Rites freeze dryers. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to learn more and check out this innovative and smart technology that's easy to use. And let me tell you something, it is perfect for freeze drying fruits, vegetables, meats, dairy products, desserts, and entire meals. Woo, that's what I'm talking about. And when compared to traditional methods of preservation, like canning or dehydrating, you know, like what you get at the grocery store, there is no comparison. Harvest Rite freeze dryers retain 97% of the food's taste, color, and nutritional value and have a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now that's what I call the miracle of food preservation. Harvest Rite is truly the world's best, most affordable freeze dryer. So what are you waiting for? Check it out right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
More than 2 years ago, InfoWars first told you about our research into what has been called the iodine conspiracy. I've told you about how scientists have known for decades that iodine deficiencies can devastate IQ and how the government knowingly started taking iodine out of the food and adding fluoride, the bad member of the halogen family, into the water. They took the good halogen out and put the deadly halogen in. And when the Fukushima crisis worsened, as it still is worsening today, I was there telling you how to prepare yourself and your family. Now, in 2016, even more information has been revealed concerning the connection between iodine and the gut, which many experts are now saying could be the biggest revelation ever concerning iodine. You can pull these studies up for yourself. This is the real deal, folks, and the truth is that iodine is essential, in my view, to any optimum health regimen. Stock up on Survival Shield X2 today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back to Real News. I'm David Knight, and joining us in this last segment of the show is Lionel. And before we get to Lionel, I just want to remind you of some of the products that we sell here to support the show, to support InfoWars, to keep us independent and free, as we've got Google and Facebook and Twitter and everybody trying to shut down free speech, not only of InfoWars, but of everyone. We try to keep this open, and we try to offer you products that we're going to support your health as well as free speech. And we really do appreciate your support and appreciation of that. We run deep specials from time to time, and one of the deepest specials we've ever had is 57% off Super Male Vitality. This is one of our first products, and we have never discounted it this much. 57% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com. We also have the Super Combo of essential elements that you've got here. True Selenium, Bio True Selenium, 45% off. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, also 45% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And a new special that begins today, 50% off all Emmerich's Essentials products. This is a new line of organic-based household products that you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off of things like non-nano SPF 30, zinc oxide sunscreen, our DEET-free herbal bug spray, also concentrated peppermint mouthwash, pure unscented body wash, pure tea tree shampoo oil, and long-lasting natural deodorant. All of those products, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. That's the entire Emmerich's Essential line, the new line of organic-based household products. Now, you'll find Lionel at Lionel Nation on YouTube, LionelMedia.com, and on Twitter, at Lionel Media, and you'll also find him right now on Real News with yours truly, David Knight. Lionel, you had a great tweet talking about your Twitter account, Lionel Media. You had a great tweet about a week and a half ago. You said, monumental stupidity has gone from a metaphor to literalism. And I think we have a monumental witch hunt going on at the same time. I thought that was perfect because that's exactly what we see. A good example of this, and I want to get your comments on this.
The pun. Monumental.
Yes, because of all the monuments being taken down, yes.
Might be a slow morning. By the way, David, what the hell are you doing? Super male vitality. Super what? Male? There is no male. And what we need to do is we need to get somebody to grow a certain accoutrement, some pendulous orbs to grow back on America. I don't know if I'm mixing all kinds of metaphors, but we need to grow a spine. And reverse orchiectomy, if you know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it is one of our most popular products. But like you said, we need that for the entire United States. But you're talking about taking down all these different monuments. We're talking about them coming after Christopher Columbus, the mayor, the Italian mayor of Philadelphia. It never ends, okay? And so, yeah, it has gone from metaphorical to literal. But let's take a look at what's happening with the Southern Poverty Law Center. They labeled an entire town, and they put them on the hate map because they had the Daily Stormer, a neo-Nazi website, was associated. They were in this town, evidently, in Amana. It's an Iowa town. It's part of these utopian colonies that go back in the mid-1800s, I think. But, you know, we've got the Amana radar range, if you remember the first microwaves right. And so forth. Anyway, yeah. They label this entire town. They put them on the map, the hate map, because there was a website that they believed came from that town. So the entire town was guilty by association. Just like anybody that supports Donald Trump needs to be beaten down in the streets.
Well, imagine what they're going to do now to Shinola, Pennsylvania. Nobody understands that one. You know what? You know, it's funny, David. There's this new thing now in New Jersey. For some reason, my wife and I were driving around, and every little, because there's a city every 5 feet, you know, village and township. But anyway, they'll say, like, you're entering Clifton. Stigma-free. What?
Stigma-free.
Stigma-free. How does that mean? Stigmata? I'm thinking, is this some kind of a Christian reference to Christ and the crucifix? What do you mean stigma-free? So anyway.
You're actually putting that on signs?
Yeah, it's stigma-free. So
no thinking, shame.
You know, I'm funny. I feel kind of, I'm driving this Beverly Hillbillies truck and nobody's pointing and laughing. We must be in Verona. I mean, it doesn't make any sense. So maybe in a reverse twist of fate, you could say, welcome to Knightsville, Oregon, voted hate center by the SPLC. When you either understand the reference to Deese and the SPLC because they did some great work with the Klan, okay, but they have transmogrified into this enemy of free speech, and I think that's going to be pretty much over with. I got to tell you this much today. Drudge and others said, and I did a little video on this today. They said Rachel Maddow owns the cable news for August. She and Fox News owned it. MSDNC. They did fabulous. And you know, that's like me saying, for example, last year the Jets broke all the records for preseason attendance. What the hell does that mean? Nobody cares. This is, yes, for cable news. That's right. On the worst, on Alex's and your worst day ever. I mean, when you are bottoming out, when nobody, quote unquote, is watching, you quintuple these numbers. They are creating this PR schmaltz heft vector, and nobody's better than Colbert. CBS.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
My God. I mean, every night, last night, for the first time, we bested our numbers. Well, yeah, that's like saying the patient went from grave to improved. What does that mean? He's dying. So they're still perpetuating this idea, David, that somehow these old bastion, archaic, hoary vestiges of what was sock puppet, Ted Baxter news media, mm-hmm, that mm-hmm. somehow they enjoy some relevance today. And I can't explain
that. Let me give you an example of that. You're talking about MSNBC. There's an article here from Business Insider saying Fox News was pulled from British television because it's had such a small audience. They were getting 2,000 people a day. I mean, I can't imagine, not getting, I mean, even on our brand new show, where we've only got a few thousand followers here and people are still having trouble finding it, we get more than 2,000 views on most of the videos that we're doing. And here's Fox News in Britain and they were only getting 2,000 views. So yeah, your point is that cable news, we have this reality distortion field built around, MSNBC and around Rachel Maddow and so forth and Fox News, and everybody talks about how big they are, how big ABC, CBS, and NBC are. No, those are real dinosaurs that nobody pays any attention to.
On my worst day, and I can't even carry Alex's lunch, if I get 2,000, I'm thinking, what am I doing?
Yeah.
I'm beating Fox in the UK. It's like, holy God, what did I say? Look, this past week, I love this one. Alex, whatever, I'm so confused, I'm so excited, got it, real news. But every, you know, one day, like they said in Apocalypse Now, one day the war is going to be over. You know, one day they may catch on and we're going to have to go back to news. But let me just tell you, this past week, I start off with Michael Moore, who starts off saying, I can't wait until white men die out. Michael, you're a white man. I know. Isn't it great? What the hell are you talking about? Then Kathy Griffin, remember my apology? I don't apologize anymore. Excuse me, Kathy, yes. Who are you? That was the second bit of news. Then finally, Hillary Clinton. Now, this is the best part. Hillary Clinton is going out on a speaking engagement. Now, that's the punchline. You either get that joke.
Hillary Clinton. Have you heard her audiobook? I told my wife, I said, you know, that's all they need. They need to stop enhanced torture. Yes. They need to just put people in a cell and play her audiobook. I would confess to anything.
That's my line. Yes. In fact, there are hostage videos, people who said, read this. I can't read this. POWs downed in Vietnam. Jeremiah Denton, I reject the actions of my country. She reads, who is it, Dorothy Parker? She covers the excitement spectrum from A to B. She, Hillary Clinton, could reverse teen pregnancy by explaining the sex act in exquisite detail. But anyway, so she's going to go out. She's going to be around here with this new book called What Happened, which is, what a perfect name for that one. Or that was a great.
She still doesn't know, I think. She still doesn't know what happened. Yeah.
She's going out saying, like Desi Arnaz, Lucy, what happened? She has no idea. But anyway, but David, she's charging people. The Clinton Foundation is a multi-billion dollar corrupt Ponzi, unprosecuted, whatever. And you think she would say, I'm giving $1 million to Houston Relief, Harvey Relief.
Oh, you're spot on, Lionel. Always a pleasure to have you on. If people want to follow Lionel, you can find him on YouTube at Lionel Nation, LionelMedia.com, and on Twitter at Lionel Media. And you're talking about I Love Lucy. I think if he were around today, he would say, Hillary, you've got some splaining to do. Stay with us. Alex Jones is coming up with his radio program right after this one. Thank you for joining us.